Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm giving up. Really giving up. I'm hacking coughing, and I'm just like, I've had it. I don't know, maybe jump out of a window. Leave a snot-riddled corpse at the bottom of the fucking sidewalk. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Here he is. Hi. Representing
the streets.
Representing your fucking hometown.
My hood.
Hamlet. The tiny little hamlet of Harlem.
Yep, that's where I woke up today with no heat and a cold shower.
Still, huh?
And since our building is filled with illegals.
Right.
You don't really rush to fix these things.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, apparently, according to the thing I found, my apartment's remodeled, so we pay a shitload for ours, and everyone else in the building whose rent control pays
nothing. Oh.
It's nice.
That doesn't sound fair.
It doesn't at all. And there's only, you know, a couple of us as opposed to...
Right. And by us.
Mm-hmm. White people and yeah. Family. My family, I mean.
Of
family,
course.
I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only... I would assume every white person there is related to you.
Yes, everyone.
Directly.
Correct.
Nuclear family.
You know us because I'm the only ones that respond to English in the building.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Oh, good, good.
I need to learn Spanish.
What do what's the word you have to use there for frozen water? You can't say ice.
I know it's
probably lose their minds.
It's something agua.
I'll say ice. Yeah, yeah. So you probably can't. Hey, anyone got ice? Ah, they all run away and fucking hide. And yeah, I thought sanctuary city.
What ice?
Yeah. So well, representing, that's awesome.
That's what I try to do. I try to buy hoodies off the people, the street vendors.
You're giving back.
I try to give back to the community.
Neighborhood, to the community.
I like to buy a $2 hoodie for $20.
That's good, though. No,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Keeps you warm after an ice-cold shower that freezes your hair.
Yeah.
Makes your penis look like a fucking mushroom.
You get the shrinkage and everything. That is bad. We've kind of been lucky in that it hasn't... gone below freezing really too bad at night.
No.
But if we start getting these real New York winters, what are you going to do? You're going to call that 311, I think, is the number you have to call. And de Blasio will get right on it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Say, excuse me, what color are you?
Yeah.
And before you can get the T in white out, you'll hear a click on the other end.
You just hear a knock at the door?
Well, maybe. Well, but with de Blasio... I don't think he likes white people very much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you might have to put on a faux accent or something.
Yeah, yeah, what up?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yo, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. And good luck, though. Good luck, because, man, there's nothing worse than having to take a cold shower.
Yeah, I have a space heater. It's the fucking... It's painful.
You take it into the shower with you?
Yeah.
I
kind of do. It's the worst because it's so expensive to live in New York, and you're like,
yeah.
This is unacceptable for what I pay you.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
for what you pay.
Unacceptable.
Hot water is something like they had in Rome.
Yes.
They had hot water.
I debated taking all my bottles of water and filling the tub.
Right.
Like with Aquafina, but I just couldn't do it. I just would feel like too big of an asshole.
Aquafina, also your neighbor, I hear.
Yeah, that's right.
That's her name, is Aquafina.
She lives with Dasani.
She lives right next door. It just sounds like a nightmare. I know if something goes awry with the water heater or something, and you're expecting that nice hot shower, and you're putting your hand on it and go, doesn't seem to be heating up. It's very disappointing.
It is, and that's what I like about my home. Like when I had
right a home.
Home. You have that water heater. You call somebody. It's usually a $30 part.
Oh yeah,
quick and easy.
The guy comes. He reeks of fuel oil.
Yeah, this guy's a slumlord. Who's
yeah, yeah. He's just a slumlord.
Wearing a fucking Armani suit.
Is he Jewish? Probably.
I
think a lot of the Jewish fellas run a lot of the apartments and buildings up there.
I think he's Jewish.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
That's my guess.
That's always the problem. The minorities are like, that's a slum, and the
yeah.
Going, they ruined my property.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be dead if it wasn't for my son David.
You have to get used to the rats and roaches. Like, they like, they don't have them now because I had the shit fumigated and everything. But yeah, when I first moved here, and it's just, dude, the rats are like this. They just
Don't talk about Awkwafina.
Yeah, it's true.
That way.
Well, she's a fucking she's a hood rat, baby.
She's a hood rat. Yeah.
Oh, Awkwafina. Wow. She got to sell crack, man. She got kids to feed.
She got some babies. My babies. I take care of my babies. I love when like their kids are 18 and they're like, my babies.
Yeah. It's usually followed by got shot.
Right, right. It's always got shot. And then the obligatory go to my GoFundMe to pay for the funeral.
Yes.
I'll raise $50,000 and I'll buy a car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll get an urn for $35.
Right,
a plastic container.
I'll buy one at the bodega down the street.
And then I'll get an airbrush t-shirt with
and then with the rest of the money, I gotta get my nails done. I can't be going to my baby's funeral.
No.
With my nail and then my weave. I gotta get my weave on.
We're gonna all have dead homie shirts, airbrush.
You gotta have the airbrush shirts.
Nothing is funnier than going to a mall where people are just wearing airbrush dead homie shirts. I want to get an airbrush dead homie shirt of me as Crispy Jones. And just the R.I.P. on it.
Right, R.I.P.
My friend and I were at a mall once, and we're like, we really should go up because he wanted to get one where he bought a hat with Cookie Monster on it as a joke. He wanted to get his picture taken side with it sideways and get R.I.P. Big Cook.
Big Cook. I love those shirts because there's always like they put the horrible rendition of the picture airbrushed on there. And then they got to put the extras. Like they'll have a cloud with the guy in there mixing.
Yeah.
Like that was his dream. So they got to have that going on and shit. It's,
yeah, he's never working a fryer.
No. Dope. It's all like his dreams and his car will be on the shirt. And
yeah, I also love the trucks when people drive around. I shouldn't say trucks, but it seems to be more common with like the dead baby.
Oh,
information on the back, and that's, it's more than one.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, it's always like, it's like live 6 months and you're putting it. It's like, I don't need to mind. I feel sorry you lost your baby.
Yeah.
But it's the same as when you see like a neck tattoo with your kid's birth and death date
and
on
death
it.
Date on a neck tat.
It's like, I feel like your neck tat is there we go.
Oh, my God. There it is. Look, he's got his angel wings on with his jersey.
Dude, he's
and then his homies are all around him.
They're all waiting at the crossroads.
The big homie. There he is. Throwing up some gang signs from heaven.
Dude, yeah.
I wonder how it happened.
Is it Tupac? There's a heaven for a G.
Yeah, June 9th.
Oh, that's my birthday.
1915, what?
Wow, that is a bad...
What date is that?
I think it's 75.
Oh, and it's a 7.
I do not see that as a 7. That is a extra bad big homie shirt.
The big homie. Jizzle? The big homie Jizzle?
Yep. J-I-Z-Z-L. Oh, or J-I-C-C, backwards J.
Right.
Jizzage.
Jizzage.
It looks like jizz.
It does look like jizz.
With an exclamation point. That's my
homie jizz.
That's my homie jizz.
June 9th, 1915. He must have died in the Great War.
If his, if his name's Jizz, it's probably a really crunchy shirt.
Yeah. And then
he's one of the Tuskegee Airmen.
What does that say? R?
It's got to be R-I-P.
Oh, R-I-P. P and the
75
playing hands is the R. A lot of thought went into this one, and a lot of paint.
A lot of paint.
Well, there you go,
man.
Let's give it up for the big homie Jizz.
We should get airbrushed T-shirts for a dead homie.
Yeah.
Just figure out a dead homie.
Wear them one day for the show. A dead homie day.
Just dead homie T-shirt day.
I'm sure they're not hard to find.
No, I would
dead homies.
I would love to go to a Goodwill and find dead homie shirts and start collecting them.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at this.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh my God, in loving memory. Robert Kardashian.
He got OJ free, sorta. I mean, he was there.
He was the guy that made the face like, "Oh fuck, you're letting a murderer go."
Yeah. He was one of those.
What
like,
doing?
Oh,
what are you guys doing?
Listen, guys.
You know what he did.
Your Uncle Juice is going to be in a lot of trouble.
Juice.
Did you see the...
juice? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. If you did a shot every time David Schwimmer said juice...
Juice?
You'd be dead.
You mean juice?
Your Uncle Juice.
The juice.
Your Uncle Juice beheaded his wife and a...
Yeah, worker. Yeah, and a co-worker. It's just for... Here it is. My angel finally got his wings. Big Eddie. And there's Big Eddie with his wings.
I feel
he has some big wings for Big Eddie.
Who's he hanging out with? It looks like he looks like a rerun.
I don't think those wings are real.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say that good photoshopping job though. They got it behind him.
That's true.
In front of the other people.
He's got a football dangling.
That's
because there's two things he loves: football and crack.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's an angel on a fucking pink cloud of shag carpeting.
What does it say? Finally, Big Eddie.
Big Eddie.
R.I.P., baby.
Call me Big Eddie. Good guy. I remember him.
Oh, he was a good dude.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he used to sit on his porch.
Come on in, of course. Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Black funerals are festive, though. Hey, how are you?
Black funeral. Ha, ha.
Remember the one we saw that was serving chicken? That is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
looks like I'm coming in at a good moment here. Black funerals, huh?
Well, we were discussing dead homie t-shirts.
Oh, those are good. You all right, Ant? Did I catch you? Yeah. A lot of selfies. A lot of casket selfies.
Yes.
That's a cultural artifact.
Yeah, casket selfies.
Yes. Joe DeVito, of course. Welcome to the program.
Oh.
We were just talking about some dead homies because he's representing Harlem with his sweatshirt today.
Yes.
And somehow we got on the topic of those airbrushed RIP homeboy shirts that show up at all the funerals.
Yeah.
And they're just
usually on a poor quality shirt too.
Very poor.
Gildan if you're lucky. If you're lucky, yeah. You get
Gildan. There's rest in peace, Shawnee B.
Yeah.
I guess he checked out in
He did.
6/12/18.
I'm going to guess it involved that chain getting snatched.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be having that in the casket.
It's yeah. Interesting. From the color, it looks like he's wearing his own dead homie shirt.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah, he could like be. Wow, that would be ironic.
Like an inception of dead homie
shirt. Yeah.
You can only get it in white, can't you? I just realized that. It's just a white Gildan or a Hanes.
How about a V-neck?
And then the magic happens at the airbrush booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the magic happens. Well, there we go. I love it.
We need to start wearing them as white people, like to funerals.
Yeah, I should have worn that at mom's funeral.
I should have worn it to my mom's.
Big homie Roe.
That's awful.
That would have been awesome. The big news today and last night and everything, of course, the president's speech on the border security and the funding for the wall and the response from Chuck and Nancy was just hilarious.
Yeah.
The speech by Trump, very measured, very, it was all prompter. He just kind of sat there and went through the motions. Some people were disappointed that there wasn't a little more fire and brimstone, that he didn't really put the feet to the fire. But I believe that was his, like, here's your last chance to deal with a civil Donald Trump. I'm obligated to do this to give you a chance where we can all make a deal. Then I'm just going to be a fucking animal. And then Chuck and there he is. And then Chuck and Nancy got on after this, and it just looked. The memes started with the first frame, first shot.
My favorite one was Chuck and the alien from Mars Attacks.
Yes. Yeah, the alien from Mars Attacks. They, of course, American Gothic was the first one that you got.
Yeah, that one I liked.
That one was, I think the second I saw them, I thought of that. Mm. The Shining.
Yes.
Wins from The Shining. was it? Yeah, there
I mean, that's...
That's perfect. They just looked crazy.
They were brother and sister.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
American Gothic?
I'm sure they were still fucking. But,
yes.
Yeah.
And lovers. But it was like they knew what they were going to come out and say. They had to make it sound like Trump was lying and all this shit. But I think they thought Trump was going to be a little crazy because they came out and talked like, I just watched Trump's speech.
Yeah.
It wasn't that nuts. And they're like, oh, my God, he's lying. He's throwing a temper tantrum. It's like, no, it was pretty measured and sober, his speech. And then these nuts come out. Chuck Schumer now has the Forrest Whitaker eye going, which is just frightening. Yeah. He's staring at you with that half-closed eye. And then Pelosi is constantly chewing her cud like a cow.
Yes, yeah.
She's like biting her own teeth. I don't know what's going on, but they looked batshit mental.
Yeah, I think she has to do that from all the facelifts. It's other.
Yeah,
she doesn't do that.
Pulling.
She chokes on
muscles
her saliva.
Just pulling. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's her mouth trying to fight the Botox and the Botox fighting
yeah.
back.
Yeah, yeah. So that was huge, and that was the I guess the last chance. Like I said, because they had a meeting today at the White House about the wall. And then Chuck and Nancy had a little speech and said, well, he walked out. Yeah, Trump walked out of the meeting, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
He said it was a total waste of time.
That's fucking
so
great.
They said they weren't going to fund the wall. There it is. Just love meeting with Chuck and Nancy, with Sid and Nancy. Total waste of time. I asked, what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up? Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said, no. I said, bye-bye. Nothing else works. Bye-bye. So that's hilarious, and it's so Trump.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. I was talking with Kevin Brennan before and talking about this situation, and we grew up with Donald Trump. A lot of the country knows Trump from The Apprentice and things like that. We've known about Donald Trump for decades here in New York. He was a personality, a builder. He's one of these guys that just was negotiating constantly for contracts. During the 70s and 80s, when organized crime was in charge of everything construction related. So Trump had to sit down in meetings with genuine mob guys from the five families and negotiate deals or walk out or whatever the fuck.
Stacey Keach.
Yeah, yeah. You think he's scared of Chuck and Nancy?
No.
Yeah. When he sat down with people from the Genovese crime family?
Yeah, when he convinced Gotti and Paul Castellano.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to cut him a break on window frames.
And yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, people. You think he cares?
People think it's. You know, they always say his dad had money. You think it's easy to move real estate in New York?
Oh,
all the bullshit.
That's just like, it. It's not.
Would you know how many people's dad had money who just OD on a boat?
Yeah, that's another true. Thing.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate when they're like, he took his $1 million and invested it well and became a billionaire. Like, yeah, that's
right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Al Gore's kid got a DUI in a Prius.
Right.
So let's compare that.
And I think the Prius is the worst part of what you
like, how was he speeding in a Prius?
Right. What were you
doing? Yeah.
Were you swerving? Yeah. Doesn't that thing drive itself? A little rice-burning piece of shit.
So it's
Trump is hilarious.
So it continues.
You're right. People don't realize. I remember, I guess when I was in college, I used to read Spy Magazine, which is a great satirical magazine.
Sure.
And they always had it in for Trump. They were called Short-Fingered Vulgarian is the name they coined for him. And the moment the magazine failed, like Trump contacted them.
Of
I was
course.
Like, nah. And I thought, wow, that's so hilariously petty.
That's why he does that. He is. He's petty. He's a businessman. He's anything but a politician. And they don't know how to deal with that.
Well, and he could have said anything, but the second that I heard him just mention heroin and everything else, and then I turn on MSNBC today, and what's the Rachel Maddow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interviewing the hot Latin girl who dances or whatever.
Oh, Ocasio, whatever.
Yeah, and they were just,
AOC, I just AOC. Call her. That's
we're saying all he did is lie. Most of the drugs come in the northern border, and it's just like, what the fuck
blame
are you talking
Canadians?
About? Yeah.
Those are discount prescription drugs, those
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the northern border.
She looked good dancing that video, though, didn't
she? Everyone, that's the most human she's ever been, and it was
she looked cute. She looked
adorable.
Happy.
She looked happy. She's just a dopey kid. Well, that's what it is with her. She's just a dumb girl that's been told she's smart because she's pretty.
Yeah.
And she really believes it. And she goes out, and now she's exposed to the general public, who sees she's a kind of stupid.
She's great. She's willfully ignorant.
Yeah, willfully ignorant and completely unapologetic about it. Like, she'll just double down on her absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you watch that dance video and just go, ah, she's adorable. What are you going
to
do?
It's hard to not be on her side.
Not fucking Maxine Waters. Right. You know, there she is. Look at her.
And productive immigrant community. And moreover, the one thing that the president has not talked about is the fact that he has systematically engaged in the violation of international human rights borders on human rights on our border. He has separated children from
Debate
their families.
Club.
He talked about what happened the day after Christmas. On the day of Christmas, a child died in ICE custody. The president should not be asking for more money to an agency that has systematically violated human
Club
rights.
Dance.
The president should be really
Does
defending why we
Lisa
are funding
Simpson?
Such an agency at all. Because right
ICE?
Now what we are seeing is death. Right now what we are seeing is the violation of human rights. These children and these families are being held in what are called hieleras, which are basically freezing boxes that no
and that
person
is,
she should
lives
be maintained
upstairs
in
from
for
yes,
any amount
right,
of time,
yeah, yeah.
let alone the amount of time that they are being
you
kept
can,
on. And
you can smell her food through the hole.
Yeah.
Even if you are anti-immigrant in this country, the majority of immigrant overstays, the majority of the reason that people are undocumented is visa overstay. It's not because people are crossing
really?
A border.
Okay, well, who
illegally.
Are those people throwing rocks at the border?
Right.
Oh, she's so full of energy.
Off. She loves. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Maybe she's coked up. Instead of AOC, let's call her Yayoc.
Yayoc. That's just it. Like, you see people like Pelosi and Waters and Warren, and they're just old bats.
Yeah.
And they drone on about things. And then you see this fucking little pistol, and she's mouthing off. You can't shut her the fuck up.
She's the future.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She is really, like, the textbook kind of creation of the millennials and what we've gotten. And that... She is the representative of those people.
She is, because she's young. She's brown, I guess is what they say. She's young, she's brown, she's overeducated. She's completely made up.
Over-emotional.
Backstory,
yes.
You know, which you can do now. You can reinvent yourself, and there's no repercussion for that. Like, you can't say to someone, hey, that didn't happen, you didn't do that. They could say, well, it's part of my truth.
Right.
I love my truth.
She's speaking her truth.
Her truth.
Her truth.
You know what
the truth is? She got great ass and nice tits in that fucking video.
How old is she now?
That's what makes her not really.
How old is she?
No. She's 30. I think she's exactly.
Has she hit her 30s yet?
28 or 29?
Yeah, she's young.
She was 30.
youngest to be elected to Congress. So
first, when I was watching that video, I thought, just how young is she in this video?
Yeah,
that was a sting.
A sting operation.
Could have been bust all of us.
Yeah, I would love if some. Fappening pics showed up of her.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I don't know. You think she'd be the type that would take pictures of her? So probably if she's dancing like that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Is that her campaign strategy?
But she's like, that was more drama club dancing than stripper dancing.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Or anything. Yeah, she's with that guy that looked like, you know, they were just friends.
My opponent doesn't have these tits. Vote for me.
Oh, that's pretty funny. 13 congressional freshmen say they will not take their $170,000 a year salary while the shutdown continues. But high-profile millennial Alexandria
Sandy, baby.
Is not among them. She's taking the money.
Yeah.
She ain't stupid, yo.
Gotta pay her rent.
Yeah. Gotta pay that
She's
rent.
She's in my building, and our landlord is very pissed off about it.
Very mad. Mm-hmm. She hasn't gotten her check yet, I guess.
The fucking money. I mean, First I can't check. Lie. I'd be like, you just keep paying me.
That's a big part of why she got that gig. She's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get $170,000? Yeah. That's awesome.
She can start to pay off her student loans.
Yeah.
I think she has a degree in economics.
She really?
And she's really ignorant when it comes to the economy. Bad. And I mean, she's got this socialist thing. I loved how she said, no, we're not talking about Venezuela as a model for her type of economics. She's talking about, like, Sweden.
Which is not a socialist country.
No.
They keep telling people we're not a socialist country.
Yeah, lay off. We're not a socialist country. I have to
go
organize.
AOC.
I gotta get organized.
You build the wall, we'll still get over it.
You, I told you never to fuck me, you little monkey. Fucking, because Sosa said so. Yeah, so that's going on, and it's just a clusterfuck. The stocks are rallying. That's good, because I finally bought some put options.
Ooh.
I bet the market was going to tank, and it's been 4 days now of doing well. I just can't hit it right, as far as that goes. And then the Fox News with the government shutdown clock. Like I understand a moon launch.
Yeah.
Like they would have seconds on that. But do we really? It's 18 days, 16 hours, yeah. Which even that would be overkill. The hours. Hmm. You could just be like, we're in our 18th day of the shutdown. They literally have the seconds taking away. For what? What is the purpose of the seconds ticking away on a government shutdown? Something that's 18 days, 18 and a half days long. I don't get it.
It's going to be 18, 18, 18, 18 pretty soon, though.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Shit.
What happens then?
Wait a minute. We missed it. No, we didn't. Right. It goes to minute.
No, it's going to be 18, 18.
It happened
18.
During the show, right?
It's nice.
It's when the world ends.
Yeah. Yeah, get a screen cap of that.
Yep. Is that clock brought to us by somebody?
That would make more sense, at least, that they're making some cash.
Carl's Jr.
Off of it.
It's ready by Summer's Eve's douche.
Brought to you by Summer's Eve, the pre-mixed, pre-measured, disposable douche.
Oh, pussy stink.
I remember those commercials, and comics used to do bits on that.
Oh, yeah.
Disposable douche, who wants to keep it, motherfucker? Aha, and people would laugh.
It's a good time.
It's comedy.
Good
time. That was your old type of comedy. Now that would seem misogynistic.
Isn't douche bad?
Yeah.
Calling someone a douche?
Well, I mean, calling someone a douche is bad, but...
But it cleans the vagina.
But, I mean, isn't the actual douche they found out to not be good?
Oh, you can't overdo it. It's like that vagina steaming thing they say is very bad for
you. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
What about vagina brightening? I read about that recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can brighten it up.
Brighten it up?
Yeah.
Like asshole bleaching?
Like asshole bleaching, which was another thing that alarmed me.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need a bleached asshole.
I don't think...
I was scared by that. I was shocked.
People
bleached
should just
asshole,
accept.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. So
take
racist.
That, dead guy.
I tell people all these years I've just been getting highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the summer.
I might get my asshole bleached just to show people.
Yeah.
So you have conversations.
It's racist, though.
You know, lay on a coffee table.
You know, why can't people accept assholes of color?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're at that point, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah.
Someone's looking at your asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've made the sale.
Yeah, right.
I feel like you're very insecure, and there's people back there a lot.
Before.
Oh, wow.
After.
Oh, so that's vagina.
Oh,
this oh, is
they put that black strip in there, so we don't really know what it is.
Yeah, you can't at all see the curtains just.
Doesn't that kind of tell you, like, whoever put that there really doesn't like vaginas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
There's no way you could identify that vagina with that bar over it.
Yeah, there
it is. What it is. Boy, if you move that bar. Wow, is the left bad? That's what I don't understand.
I guess. The left looks like a Rocky's eye after the fight.
It does.
Cut me, Mick.
Yeah, cut me, Mick, kind of a
can you turn that to, can you flip that so that instead of being, can you get them horizontal?
Oh, like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Two eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's like a boxer's eye after he's been hit a few times.
That's a hematoma.
And the other one's a little pink eye,
yep.
I guess.
A little bit of itch.
Conjunctivitis.
A little itch.
I'll eat them both. When it's the lights are off, it's the same color. I've always said that.
I don't think it's a good idea to look too closely at vaginas anyway.
No, it's much like the cock. They're just not a good looking thing.
No.
Yeah. Because you know what's in there.
Yeah. It's a pussy. It's not the most flattering part of the
world. It's utilitarian.
Woman. Yeah.
Like a water pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it
you don't look at a water pump and go, oh, wow, what a pretty water pump.
Yeah.
You go, that thing is pumping water.
Yeah.
It's doing its job.
And maybe, and sometimes you put something in it.
Right, and then you shove your dick in it.
Yeah.
In the water pump.
Mm. You're only into it if you're a contractor or a gynecologist.
Right.
You can get into the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Or, a gymnast doctor.
Exactly.
A little of both.
Yeah.
Gymnast doctor. The old gymnast trick.
Did you get? Did you? You got my email, right? with all my junk. Thank you. My little show prep.
Hey, you sound a little under the weather. What's going on, man?
I am so fucking bad. I have this, I've had a cough and cold thing, that thing that everyone's got, AIDS.
Yeah. Mm.
And
getcha.
It went away.
You had an 80s weekend?
Yeah. It went away, but the cough and the stuffed head is still there.
Yeah.
And I've heard from people, you know, this lingers for like a month after you're nice. Better. And I'm just coughing and hacking and now
you're not an antibiotic guy.
No, antibiotics doesn't help.
Anything.
You know, a viral infection, the virus laughs at the antibiotic.
Have you tried the neti pot?
What do you think I am, a bacteria?
Neti pots make it worse for me.
Oh, I hate the neti pot. I heard they kill people.
If you get an amoeba, sure.
Unleash you get an amoeba in there.
Oh, breaking news.
Look at this guy. He's fucking low crawling.
This just in.
One of those guys trying to get through the laser security system.
It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy. Don't mind me.
My God.
I know.
That makes for great radio and TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I woke up early for radio, so I'm half awake right now.
Only here at Compound Media do we allow hosts to get on this ill and hack, as they call it. I guess, how's Gino doing?
Back to the wagon, or off the on the wagon?
On the wagon. Off the wagon.
Mm. That's a sign. I just know enough not to get on him.
Yeah,
he was drinking this all this morning.
I mean,
so he's better.
Does he sound? Is he coughing or anything?
No.
See, fucking booze. I even tried to have a little wine last night. Just drink a little wine. Maybe that'll clear me up or something.
It's good for the antioxidants.
Have some brandy. Brandy, sweat it out. I don't want to see that motherfucker again. Yeah.
Antax, yes, any pregnant woman who can't wait 9 months.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to have to hit the facilities. I swear, my stomach hurts.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a mess.
We don't mind.
You two can...
I don't want to touch anything here.
Well, don't.
Viruses.
Don't touch anything.
I'm not sick. I was before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I always have a low-level something going on, but I think it's just... There's so many things...
Hypochondria?
I can't tell if it's just the way I am.
Yeah.
I've turned 50 and parts of me are falling off and it's not working anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You reach an age where you're just like, well, I guess that's just the way things are going to be now for me.
You're a good looking 50, though.
Thank you.
He is, though.
He is. Well, he was, you lift weights.
Was there today.
You were.
Trying. But that's the thing. Like, I clamped my thumb between some plates and now I have a fucking thing on my, like, I feel like I'm the boy in the plastic bubble on his first day out, that everything I bump into is like, shit, Jesus. Yeah.
That's how I am. I'm a hypochondriac. My mom was a nurse.
You two converse for a while.
All right, good.
Can I steal one of these?
Yeah, go ahead. Do a show.
Let's go R. Kelly. That's...
Ooh, I've been watching the show.
Yeah, it's like they're doing an entire, what is it? It's like an entire documentary series on a man who's still at large. Like, it ends with, do we have any of the video of it? Of him pissing on someone? Can we legally play that?
I think legally you have to watch the Dave Chappelle one.
Yeah, legally you do have to watch.
Is there actual video of it?
Well, there was.
It was. They were selling it in stores.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was confiscated, though, once they realized the girl was for... Well, apparently his dick is Scientology. Like, he lures you in and keeps you captive. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, like, one woman recently broke out who's, like, 30.
The parents have to come and do, like, an extraction.
Yeah, and then...
get deprogrammed.
Yeah, and then the girl who he pissed on, apparently when she was supposed to be in court, they were on a vacation that was very expensive. All expenses paid to let him piss on your daughter.
Here we are. And you know what? Like, this is, what, 12 years ago, maybe?
2003.
2003, Jesus.
Is there any volume?
Ago. Yeah.
If not, that's fine. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face.
I'm gonna piss on it. See, there'll never be another show like Chappelle's show.
Ever.
So good. Set your body, your body. Ugh. This is the best part. Just no subtlety to this joke.
Oh, that's what I loved about
just
it.
R. Kelly's urine.
Yeah.
Giant barrel.
Just spraying it all over.
There was one woman that they interviewed on the show.
Sorry.
She said she was 14 at the time, or 16 at the time.
Yeah.
She looks like she's still 16 now. So she must look like she was 8 years old when he was with her.
Well, yeah, well, when he was with Aaliyah, I guess the whole... If you actually find video, we were showing this last night, like, there's videos of interviews where they're wearing, like, the exact same clothes.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, dressing alike. Like, they're both wearing the same thing. And I guess the whole thing was everybody asking, like, are you dating? Because she's, like, 15 or 16 at the time. And he's like, no, I'm just producing her music. And then one day they were on the tour bus with the dancers, and they hit a bump. Back door flew open, and they looked over, and he was fucking Aaliyah in the back. Who I think was, 15 or 16 at the time. So I don't know if you have any videos of Aaliyah.
Do you have any videos of sexy bus accidents?
Do you?
Yeah.
Just naked.
Maybe have footage of a Greyhound with Tony all fucking each other from that.
It's odd, though. Like, why is it... Like, Kevin Spacey, for example, obviously a piece of shit, but he's getting taken down, but this man has been able to piss on little girls and keep kiddie porn.
Yeah.
And then all of his songs are sexy. Like, he writes all the sexy songs to urination.
His songs are either super gross sex or they're spiritual and uplifting.
Yeah, there's a lot of God in that fucking anal. Yeah, that's for sure. Liz, did you have any R. Kelly? He has a newer video that he put out, I heard. Or he just released something besides his bowels.
From his new album, Waterproof.
Bladder. Yeah, his new album. His new album, yeah, here's one.
That y'all are either girlfriend or boyfriend or cousins or friends. Just let's get the record straight.
You better go get me a white Jeep.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
Well, no, we're not.
See,
really
same outfit.
At all. No, we're not. We're just very close. He's my best friend.
Yeah, cool.
Now, who found her? In the whole wide world.
Is Mickey on her head? You know why? Because she's a child.
As a matter of
fact, Gary Hankerson, my manager, who's her uncle, told me to go up to Detroit and hear her sing. Once I got up to Detroit, I didn't have to hear her sing because she was growing. Yeah.
I just saw her when she was walking out of daycare.
She started singing that verified it. And from there,
I went and saw her sing with the rest of the students.
Is Aaliyah your real name?
Aaliyah.
She was playing a Christmas tree.
I mean, just look at this interview with these two interviews with interviewing a man who's clearly fucking a child that's sitting on the couch next to him. And
when I love the BET 90s set, which is clearly, it's just the worst, cheapest thing, and all they can ask is like, come on, you fucking? No? All right. He ain't fucking by his album. Video soul gold.
I know your name is Robert, but do they say Yo R, Yo Kelly, Yo Robert?
I hate being reminded that the 90s was this long ago.
Dude, I hate it. Yeah, it's when I was in high school. Well, not 94, I was in middle school. So he would have loved to fuck me.
He would have loved you, man.
Yeah, that's
would have produced the shit out of your album.
Red and butter.
Who's the interviewer in the red, though?
I don't know.
She looks good.
I don't know who she is. She's cute.
One of the things I enjoyed about watching the surviving R. Kelly was all the enablers around him, and some of them are like fake crying. I love fake crying.
Oh, me too.
When people are like, wah, ha, ha, and you see them like squeezing to try and crank out a tear. It's like, no, you guys all were on the payroll, so you let him fuck and pee on children.
Yeah.
How dare you get on a show and say, well...
None of you had any morality, and is that what they're... And now, is there actual captors coming out against him?
There's some of the girls who got away from him.
What's
the
oldest one now?
There's one, surprisingly, who was in her 30s when she got together.
Okay,
So I think
she look young?
She looked like a grown woman.
A midget or anything? Yeah. Wow.
Now, here's a hot take I saw on Facebook. It was a white woman saying...
Oh, good.
She said, let's be honest, if these had been white girls, he never would have gotten away with this. And it made me so mad because one of the reasons he did get away with this is because black people saw it as white people trying to take down a black guy.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Yeah. Same as just, I was at a doctor's office and...
Also, some of the victims were white.
Were they? I think he went for the
all black.
Girls. Yeah, this poor girl. You hear her telling her story. This one was a radio DJ who moved in with him. She was a little bit older. But I hear older black women still talk about Bill Cosby as if he were set up.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So...
Is it on Lifetime? Is it a Lifetime show?
Yeah. They had like a marathon the other night. I watched a bunch in a row, which I regret.
I would have. They should have made a Lifetime movie, the R. Kelly piss story.
Yeah,
they really shouldn't. Can we? Is there any volume on this while they? That's fake crying. I know. I've hit a bitch. They cry a lot harder than that.
Stop it.
It's true, Joe. I'm a small man, and I got to take it out on somebody.
It's like it brings back memories, and it's very painful to have to talk about it again.
Now, no doubt she went through some stuff, but she's really trying to wring that tear. I mean, she's actually like...
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That is sad.
Yeah, because these kind of interviews have become performance art in themselves now. The confessionals.
It's a continue.
Well, just, what is it? Were they all underage, everybody that's being interviewed? That's what I don't understand.
This woman was
part of his compound.
She was a grown woman who was a DJ who was like his companion for a while.
Okay.
And she was real young but legal. I think she was like 18. But then you see these parents whose daughters have been abducted, and they're like, yeah, we didn't want her to go record an album with him in Atlanta. And I think, well...
One's missing still, right?
A couple of them are still...
Yeah, at large.
MIA.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where did he lives in Atlanta, right?
No, he had to sell that house. He's, I think the compound is in Chicago.
Is it now? But he has like a bunch of women that live with him now.
Yeah, he's got like a little cult thing going. And they were peeing in buckets in one of the rooms. Like they went into the room and they were... They didn't. It's crazy.
Like he threw him into a room and kept him captive, right? Was the idea?
They certainly weren't staying in the executive suite.
Well, I think he could afford that. It's clearly torture.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's very interesting to see. If you talk a good game, you can get away with some shit. You know, I've always been fascinated by like Jim Jones and Manson and all those guys because you think, well, why didn't you just leave? But at least with these were girls. These were kids.
Yeah, but Jim Jones doesn't have the pipes that R. Kelly has. You know, like I can see, and he's also a huge star, so women want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Do you have any isn't there a recent R. Kelly song you just put out that's like a little bit creepy?
Well, then he got a video of him in Ethiopia recruiting girls while on stage.
Oh, let's see this.
I got it.
Happy New Year live from Ethiopia.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Oh my God. Get out of here. What is this?
America.
Did you guys dub this?
No.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you
what
like
is
to
this?
Come back
amazing.
With Rob
this is great.
America.
The consent is 12 here. I'm gonna come back more often.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shirt? Who wants to come
this is nice.
Back with America?
Who made this?
A genius? He's shaking that like a dick. So he's like getting last drips out of his.
He's getting the last bit of pee out of his urethra with that.
Pipe.
That was great. Who made that?
Dude, that was brilliant.
He almost had me.
That was almost as good as the Dave Chappelle, I'm going to piss on you. What's funny is he probably did take girls home from there.
He did.
So
sure he did.
They know the compound. They don't raid it. Like, how much kiddie porn did they get into that, too? Because didn't he have, like, a closet of kiddie porn?
No, he had an actual closet of children.
Yeah, but didn't he also have, like, a porn...
I don't think so, but they tried to get him a child pornography charges because he'd videotaped it, and I think they said that was because that's the easier one.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I didn't realize that he
taped it.
He walked on all that stuff.
Well, yeah, that's because he... Welcome back. Oh,
yeah, you seem a little tense.
What's going on with you lately? You really seem to have a sniffly nose.
What, I had to go to the...
You have an erection?
I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. What? I notice your nostrils are collapsing. Is that something we should...
Why do you seem more
pepped up? I gotta go to the bathroom.
You look like that Griswold punched fucking Marty Moose all of a sudden.
I hate this.
We were just discussing R. Kelly and his new... That was the child porn thing, though, where he paid the family to be on vacation for the trial, so all charges got dropped.
And then when he got away with it, it emboldened him.
Yeah, that'll usually happen.
Yeah.
So, I guess that documentary, no, please.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Please, do a show. I'd rather be the guest today.
It's fine.
quite honest with you. I feel like shit.
It's like I could talk politics, yeah. But I'm more comfortable with R. Kelly's piss. It's more up my alley.
The coughing is exhausting.
Yeah, beat
you
up.
It is. You just get like, I'm tired from coughing so much.
But imagine if you were locked in a room with five other people and you were forced to shit in a bucket just to please an R&B star. Now how do you feel? Better?
At least that sounds
grateful.
Fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun.
I mean, that is something. He's, I guess, what are they, suing him? Or are they going to bring charges, like real criminal charges against him, finally? We've been hearing about this forever, though.
Well, that was what I was saying.
I think because he beat that first batch of charges, and then it's not like you're retrying him. He didn't stop. He just
right.
committed new horrible acts.
It's not good that a guy's still around that you can refer to as batch of charges.
Yeah.
Batch
him up.
The first.
Crank out another batch of charges.
But it's true. The first bundle.
You know what was really funny? They interviewed his brothers because he tried to say
Soul
that.
Brothers it, or.
Not just, Soul Brothers.
Cousins?
Chambers Brothers.
My cousin.
They said that he tried to say it was his brother. In the video and not him. And his brother doesn't look anything like him.
Wow, what a scumbag, too.
And then they were interviewing some older brother of his who just, I don't know if I missed it, but he's locked up. And they're just he's in, like, his prison outfit just casually talking. And I thought,
not a good.
It's not good.
Where are the parents?
Paid off.
Yeah, paid off. I mean, they're in Aruba. That's right.
I mean, his parents.
Yeah.
Oh, like, R. Kelly.
Where's his name is Robert Kelly, by the way.
Isn't that funny?
No. That sometimes you touch a kid, dude.
That video I played was 100% real.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, it's not a parody. I found a better version where it's completely synced up.
He's really
for
singing.
Real?
He's really singing that in Ethiopia.
Please play it again.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to believe it.
Yeah, I got to see this. Ethiopia.
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Oh my God.
America, America. Do you have your passport?
Did you get your shots?
Girl, would you like to come back
this
with
is this
Rob
appears to be
to
real.
America, America, America.
Yeah. We should build a wall just to prevent this.
Should build a wall around his house.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shot?
I don't know. I still think the Neil Diamond version is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to the vet?
Oh. Would you like a life expectancy longer than when I would lose interest in you?
I like the Pete Townsend one he did in Thailand.
Do you want to keep your clit
in America?
In America.
Do you want to shit in a bucket in America?
Do you want to not be fucked because you are the cure for AIDS if we fuck you in America?
Oh, God.
Will you be grateful to drink piss because it's cleaner than your water in America?
Would you like a t-shirt from the real winner of the Super Bowl in America?
You know, watching that video, that's like if someone went on one of those Thailand sex tours and thought, why don't I make a music video out of it?
Right.
If you-
It's...
What if I fuck some teenage ladyboys and capture the moment?
I know there's a place where there's not flies on your face called America.
America.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Was that song also featuring Sally Struthers? Did she come out on the other mic?
The old Sally Struthers bits. I remember her.
Oh, God, yeah.
She would come on. Mm. She was the little girl there in All in the Family, and then she turned into...
She turned a big girl.
A big girl.
It was the most ironic casting.
Yes. Like,
let's get the fattest woman to walk through a bunch of starving kids.
Yeah, and talk about how kids don't have enough to eat.
Like, don't you want to help them? Why don't you just throw up in their mouths like they're baby birds, you fucking monster.
Oh my God.
I think they did that on one of the old Mad TVs where the woman playing her just started snatching the food away from the children.
Oh, yeah. There's
to find out how easy it is to train at home for a better career. Just get a pencil and paper right now and write down this toll-free number.
Even
there's
her
absolutely no
locksmithing.
She's dressed like R. Kelly, actually.
Even her hair was fat.
Yeah, she had fat 80s hair.
She was so gorgeous on All in the Family.
Oh, yeah, the early episodes. Yeah. She was like one of those 70s girls.
I feel like they would look like that now. Well, they do look like that now, but if they were a couple, that's what they'd look like.
Oh, here we go.
Like this. Happy birthday.
Yes, she had to be all miserable.
After witnessing this god-awful misery for the last 17 years, have I finally gotten used to this? Used to this,
really?
As a human being with eyes South and ears America. And a heart.
I'm in the Bronx.
The vile odor of a place without sanitation. That's Dave's
Bodega.
The same roadside ditch for a toilet. The heartbreaking crying of a two-year-old so undernourished her teeth are coming.
Stop biting me, lady.
So trying starved, to tit feed. To
ironically, that's
and
AOC.
So dehydrated by diarrhea, he doesn't even have the tears to cry with. It's enough to make the angels cry.
Did we ever fix this, whatever this situation was?
I guess we did. I haven't seen any of it.
Yes, we can. You and I in CCF. I've given 17 years of my life.
Hey, lady, you know what it was? They had this, then they had the 50 cent cup of coffee guy.
Yeah.
And then once you started seeing dogs that were injured, they realized they couldn't keep up, and this commercial went away.
Shaky. Fucking promotion dogs.
Yeah, once the ASPCA shows you a wiener dog that got hit with a hammer, you're not donating to those kids.
That's where
it's... You know whose commercials I like? Those Shriners kids.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. They're so confident. I give money to them.
They're making a fortune with those kids. They had the first one. He got a little old.
He's going through puberty, so I feel bad for him. He's got like a little muscle.
So now they got this new little guy. Yeah. In the wheelchair and stuff. It was just adorable. So
little Vern Troyer.
They got a few years of him. God willing.
It goes to show you that no matter what situation you're in, being like a child actor is still the worst possible variation of that.
No matter
if you have cancer.
What do you mean I aged out of the Shriners commercial? I made that commercial. You're nothing without me.
You're not cute anymore. Get out. You weren't even supposed to live this long.
Now roll your ass out of here. Yeah, poor little
Nobody wants to see a kid with a mustache growing in coughing up blood.
I guess that kid, the original kid from the Shriners commercial, Adorable Blanket Kid, he does a sports show.
Really?
A sports podcast. And he's been known to, like, curse and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Also weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
How old is he now?
I think he's 38. No. he's definitely like 18 though, like around there. He's in his late teens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he does a podcast. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who fucking doesn't at this
I mean, and they also get to meet their favorite wrestlers. So you got to look at it that way too.
There's a plus.
Yeah.
For having a nub where your hand is supposed to be.
I like watching those commercials, though, because they have a very positive attitude.
They do.
The only one I don't like is when they show the little kid breaking boards and karate, and I'm kind of like, that's, you know.
I'm breaking boards. Yeah, are you?
Maybe if he did it and it didn't break.
Oh.
They just made him keep trying.
This is one good hand. Here he is. Here he is.
Horrible.
He's a sports show.
Yeah.
Smart Alec.
Smart Alec.
For him.
Welcome to Smart Alec on Sports. Hi, I'm Alec. When is Jerry Jones going to move on?
Fucking ripping on Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
good.
I didn't think it could get better, but...
Jerry needs to stop living in Jerry's world and cut Tony Romo. Does Tony have one or two more years of being a Super Bowl contender? I don't think so. Build your team around your best players.
Wow.
He's good.
You know Tony Romo's had a lot of injuries when this kid's shitting on him.
He's better than Mike Francesa.
Though, because who's going to debate this kid? It's just like, no, you're right.
I'm going to crack my legs with sledgehammers in a wheelchair.
What are you going to say to this kid? Never played the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want to go out and play?
Yeah.
See how you do, Mr. All Talk. No walk, all talk.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, poor guy thinks he's injured. At least he could walk off the field.
Yeah. Well, at least, I mean, though, after you get out of the NFL, their brains are pretty much the same.
Yeah. Look at his little ears. They look like wings.
He's adorable, that kid.
He is adorable.
That would have been great if his podcast was even more hardcore, if he was shitting on them.
Like, fuck this guy. This guy plays like shit.
This one's a Jew.
He gets all racist. Yeah, he's got to apologize. I want to apologize to transsexuals. I'm not transphobic to chicks with dicks.
I'd like to apologize to all of the NBA for my coverage.
Yes, I want to give you all this adorable blanket.
When I called it a boo ballet, I was a joke in the round.
Yeah, no, he's doing good for himself. Good for him.
Could he catch?
Exactly. Good for him.
Well, they're gonna kick him out of the firing. Yeah. Kick him out of the Shriners. Go make your own fucking thing.
Yeah,
you did it.
Yeah,
I mean exactly. XM, you went and built this.
I feel like shit. I feel like him. Hacking.
Have you ever had an AIDS test for real?
I don't think I did.
Never?
I don't think I've ever had an AIDS test.
Do you ever feel like you needed one?
Yeah, like all now? The time. All the time. Whenever I do Jim Norton's show, every time I leave, I feel like I should get an AIDS test. I'm supposed to do Chip's show tonight, too, and I'm like...
I don't know. Do they sell those in like, over-the-counter AIDS tests?
AIDS test? I think so. I don't have AIDS.
There's a mouth test you can do now.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial for...
There's a dick in it.
I know.
Have AIDS.
Too bad.
That's it. It's a mouth test.
It's an anus test.
There's all it's kinds like of tests swab. You could take.
With more than three fissures.
If you're having heterosexual sex and you're not an IV drug user, the odds that you have AIDS are really fucking slim.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Charlie Sheen said.
Well, he was fucking tranny.
Yeah, he was.
He made up for it in volume, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucked, I guess him and Will Smith were fighting over a tranny.
Really?
Yeah, a tranny, yeah. And D.B. Sweeney said that he could no longer be friends with Charlie for that reason, because I guess everything else he did was so normal.
What was the breaking point?
Yeah, apparently the transsexual prostitute.
Oh.
What are you going to do? Eddie Murphy went through that.
I could see that
Eddie
as a way
Bonaducci.
To... That could be a way to strengthen a friendship.
Yeah.
I guess they must be pretty good out there if they're making cash. Yeah. Because it's like the Seinfeld episode. They know their own equipment.
I've seen some who, they look like super women. They really have got the surgery and the hormones and all that down.
Yeah.
They really look good.
It's not the docs anymore in the 40s.
No.
These are women.
I guess the double-edged sword thing is if you start them young on those hormone things like they have been of late, you read these stories, it supposedly works out better. They don't get that male thing going and the beard and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you have to wonder if it's ethical to deny a kid puberty as the sex that they were born. Mm.
Yeah, let me go ahead and say it's not.
Yeah, let's just say it's fucking Dr. Frankenstein shit.
You should not be injecting anybody under the age of 18 with hormones. I don't care what their parents say.
But they're making all these fucking hot chicks with dicks now.
Even the one who was from Spain, who was in the beauty contest?
Yes.
She was just all right. I've seen way hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of ones.
Let's take a call. From Doug in Buffalo. Doug?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Good evening, Anthony.
What's happening? I'm coughing.
Hey, listen, your little buddy, your adorable blanket buddy.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I saw him in the press or in the owner's box with Jerry Jones during the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones bought him?
Seahawks game. Yeah, I think he did.
In the owner's box?
He was acquired.
Purchased him. Really?
They traded Dez Bryant for him. Yeah, he was there. He was there. Mustache and all.
He's got a mustache?
He does. He does. And he had his blanket. He had his blanket on his lap.
Well, it really does take away from the cuteness when he's got a stash.
Well, is it a good stash? Like a Magnum P.I. or like a busboy?
Like a fucking guy that works at the bodega next door. Yeah. Little kid.
He should go for it. He should grow a big mustache and have a monocle.
Like
a lot of affectation.
Pork chop sideburns.
A big bandito mustache.
Big,
what are you going to say to him? You look stupid. Dude, you couldn't say that to him.
You could just be a bandito and let him rob banks. What are you going to do, stop
wearing,
him?
Like bandoliers.
Let his dream come true.
I think you could describe him pretty easily. Yeah. He's the kid from the Shrine. He robbed me. He just fucking robbed me.
Yeah, well, we're dusting for tire tracks. We're not
taking plaster impressions.
He's getting away at 1/20th of a mile an hour. Is he on foot? Shut up.
I wonder how you could play that. If you were him, what if you just started wearing an elf outfit all the time and refused to answer any questions about it?
Oh, I would.
That would be awesome. I think that's
that now.
That's like what midgets have done for years as circus performers and clowns and actors and things like that. Until Peter Dinklage proved you could actually act.
Yeah.
And be a fidget.
He's the only one that we consider a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Legally.
I have to text Jimmy. I'm gonna cancel the chip show.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
All right, Ant. Listen.
Oh my God.
Try to play.
He saw the box.
I forgot you're still there. Do you have more to tell us about Alec, or he just was in the booth?
I guess he just saw him. I thought he talked to him or something.
Yeah.
Let me see. Two.
Did you shake his hand and break it?
Did you steal his blanket?
I can't make
play peekaboo. Throw it over him like a birdcage, and he falls asleep.
I think if I were a dwarf, I would wear an outfit like a little red pepper. I'd wear like a red pepper outfit with my face poking through.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, if I was a dwarf.
What do I mean if? I could wear that now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm pretty short. I think I could do the elf thing now. But I think I would dress in fun things if I was an elf.
If you're a little elf?
Yeah, a little midget.
I think if you are, though, you get a little fucking disappointed
that you're an
elf.
Would you fuck a midget just to see?
There was some female midgets that I would fuck. What's her name in her prime? The one from Total Recall?
Yeah, Perlman.
Oh, the one with the machine gun?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, as far as a midget goes, that's like your 10, I think.
Ooh, she was in Seinfeld, too. She was the hot
one. Yeah, she was.
The one in Seinfeld.
I know a way hotter little person than that. She was on one of the...
Oh, I would... Who's not banging that?
This girl was on one of the Little Women shows... And I met her.
Is she a 10 or do they go to up to 5?
It's on a different scale.
Those thighs, huh?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe.
This girl worked at a comedy club in Arizona, and she was fucking smoking. She's like a fitness competitor, too.
Wow.
And she's a little person.
That's
and I thought,
a hot midget.
Yeah.
Really?
And when I saw her, I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
She looked great. She's the ultimate comedy club server, too, because she didn't have to, bend down. Come on.
That's not a midget. That's just a little person, right? Does she have no legs?
Is it the legs end like that, or do you bent back?
Is it Lieutenant Dana?
Well, I'll tell you what's not midget.
Nothing.
Those tits.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, those are...
Okay, now we're getting to the realm of a hot midget. I'm not supposed to say that word.
What happened to midgets?
I would fuck this... That's a hot midget.
We got a little...
That's a hot person. I should say person.
Everyone's getting hotter except for plain old women.
Yeah.
Plain old women are getting worse looking.
And white men.
There's like pretty Down syndrome girls now.
Yeah. You bet.
Now that happens, but
as far as the eye can see.
And then that's not a midget.
Is that a midget?
I don't know, the proportions look a little off.
She definitely has the midget face.
How huge would my cock look with those little hands?
Oh my God.
Nice midget ass.
Wouldn't that be amazing? You're on your knees butt fucking her?
Oh my God. This is great. And this is nice that we're sexually objectifying little people.
Well, let's do it.
USA! USA! 2019 is going to be great.
I would do an entire series on that.
That's equality.
Is there more? I would really.
I'm not really done looking at those.
If you could keep going.
They tend to be very, very thick in the lower parts there.
But who doesn't?
Yeah, they got
like,
some ass.
I love a booty.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'd fucking. I would eat that chocolate all day.
Ugh.
That's just one scoop of milk.
Yes. Wow. Oh, God. She got the midget face.
Oh, yeah. She does. She looks like a demon.
Yeah.
She looks like
one, too.
Yeah. Oh,
oh no.
God.
Oh,
that's that other one.
She has midget hands.
Yeah, the head's a little big.
You know,
I feel like I would feel very, very big in her hands.
Wow.
Like a bunch of cocktail franks and a corn muffin.
It would probably be awkward after a while.
Yeah,
look at that. The hamstring action there is a little strange.
Dude, her ass almost goes to her foot.
Straight down. Yeah.
Wow, those are huge tits. I bet she's in pain all the time.
I'd like to help her out somehow.
I bet she could feed so many midget babies.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm going to need a name after. Come on now.
Okay, that's
the plane.
Come on, build a wall.
Wants to fuck the pussy.
It's not just a midget.
There's got to be a dick in there.
There's some kind of weirdness.
There might be a couple. I think that's Bat Boy.
Boy, that would be, it'd be one thing to really be fucking a midget, but then to find out she had a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, joke's on you.
I know, right? Or, you know, you got a freebie, depending on what you wanted.
I know what I'm going to be doing later.
Yeah, I'd eat
that
out
of your mind?
Yeah.
Who isn't fucking that midget?
And if you came prematurely, she couldn't complain. You'd be like,
oh.
But isn't enough? Look who's talking.
When you put it in her.
She's cute. She must be like, wow, if there's a pedophile who likes some kind of curvy, I don't know if there's such a thing.
Yeah, right?
I don't think they like them developed. That's their
whole bag. I think it's like fucking a fat kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a fun. Well, now you've taken the fun out of this.
Yeah.
See, when she folds her legs over like that, I don't like the optical illusions it creates.
No, I don't either.
But, she's not bad.
You know what?
She's a great pick right there.
She's a good-looking gal.
Right up in there.
I'll tell you, around 11:30 p.m., I'm going to try rubbing one out to her, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It's the kind you bring home to mama when she's dead.
Head of your fucking dick is hitting her diaphragm.
Oh, I know.
I don't mean the diaphragm birth control either.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine, like, if you dated a little person, I'm going to guess she's very short. She looks like she might
be. She looks very short.
You have to be under 4'11", I believe.
I think it might be 4'10", because my sister's 4'10", and she didn't qualify.
That's like a dwarf.
I did a girl who was 4'11", and she was very close.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
You're not supposed to say, you're supposed to say little person, not even supposed to say dwarf. Even though dwarf is more specific.
Yeah.
That is dwarf better?
To me, dwarf puts the pressure on. You got to be magical and
well,
shit.
Dwarf has absolutely. That shit with the joints and, you know, it's different than just a
There's a name for hypo.
But midgets can give birth to non-midgets.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, she's cute, too.
Looks good. Look at that.
Big legs. Like
imagine her on the Stairmaster.
She never has to work on thighs, though.
You would really...
Every day's leg day.
You would be pretending your dick was a lollipop, though, right?
Yeah.
At the office,
look at the size of this.
You gotta give her shit at the office every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
She's probably coming to keep adjusted chair.
Sexually harassed. What? It's a midget.
She's at blowjob height.
Yeah, yeah.
Say.
Yeah, that's... Except for me, I'd probably have to tiptoe.
Look at the little shorts.
Rips up her jeans.
No. Came off a Barbie.
Years ago, when I used to compete in powerlifting, there were a lot of people got mad at powerlifting dwarves.
Really?
Because
you don't have to lift it that high.
Exactly. The leverages. There was this one guy from Poland. Funny. He was like, he looked like a baby, and he could bench 400 pounds.
Wow.
His range of motion was his fists.
Yeah.
He had that. He had a great squat, but he had a shitty deadlift because of his little fingers, and the bar was like.
Oh.
But all really ripped short guys just look like they're not comfortable.
Yeah, that's him, Andre Stanizek. Check him out. That's like, I bet you that's like close to six.
Holy look at that. Fuck. Look at this dude.
He's already at them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
How can you be mad at him? That was a
fuck else is he going to do? What is he going to do, dunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Are they mad because he used fairy dust?
He did. He'd throw it in their faces. Then after they'd see who could toss him, they'd win another trophy.
Yeah, it's true. They are going to throw him in the next contest. Yeah.
I met a little person recently. She was an Asian little person. So that you can check off a lot of shit on that.
Yeah.
And she was so fucking cute. And, I talked to her after, and she said, I said, so what
after
do you have
what?
To do? After whatever we were doing. No, I didn't. I
standing
please.
On a stool giving you a hand job?
After she finished doing some magic, and she said that a lot of people try to pick her up. And she
like
said,
literally.
And try to lift her.
Oh, there it
yeah,
is.
And, really? And she said, I'm actually a lot heavier than I look. But when she said that, I was fighting the earth. Like, I wanted you wanted to pick her up. She was so cute.
Yeah, you want
to
see.
Look at that. So God, if you fuck two little people, is that... Does that count as one?
One. If they stand on each other, one stands on the other's shoulders and they wear a trench coat.
Yes, it's not. Yes.
You know what it is? And 15 minutes later, you're hungry again.
Yes.
You don't even get the full half hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Come on.
You know, I think we've learned here today that there's some cute midgets
hot
out there.
People.
I would Ewok all over.
There's some cute midgets.
There are hot midgets. I didn't know that.
I didn't think there were. I thought they all looked like Lollipop Guild or. Or from Willy Wonka, the fucking
Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas.
Now imagine if you were dating. Imagine if you got into it like an argument, as you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just look and you're like, the fuck am I doing?
You're a midget. I'm a real person.
Yeah. Would you ever take them that seriously to get in an argument?
Look at that. No. A woman holding a sign that says size doesn't mean everything. I'm ready to whip my cock out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like, well, if you really believe it.
Yeah, that's let's put that to the test.
It's nice to know that she stopped at Baby Gap for her boots.
I might have to just punch out today.
Do you want to punch out?
Yeah, I might have to just. I can't stop coughing.
Yeah. I don't want to touch your microphone.
I know, totally.
We're going to do the rest of the show from a different studio if that's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Do it from a plastic bubble.
If we have any beekeeper suits.
I'm sorry. I just, like, I'd love to see you. I can't talk. Right. It's a talk show. If it was just a look show.
Do you have diarrhea?
I would just look. No, it's not that. That was just, I hadn't gone before the show.
Yeah. I've had diarrhea since I was 13.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. See?
Oh.
It's a talk show. I can't even talk.
I have the IBS. Do you get a little of that?
No, my digestive system's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the IBS too.
You do?
Yeah, I do too. I just it's a mess.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
Like literally?
Yeah, I think I just have diarrhea.
My God, he's dying in front of us.
You should go home.
I am.
We don't mind. We got it.
I gotta make an appointment tomorrow. Get rid of this shit.
Hey, you know?
I really think you need to. I think it might have developed into an infection, is all I'm saying. And maybe. If it's bacterial.
Maybe.
Mm.
There's the lovely.
I'm not even. Oh, my.
Yeah, let's not even
DeVito
touch
plugs.
That.
Well, we'll read that from there, won't we?
All right, everyone.
Okay, Ant.
We'll are you all right?
I'm ill.
Oh, this is great. Let's do it like this. All right, man. Get better.
All right,
please.
See ya. Get some rest.
Get better.
Try the Alka-Seltzer fizzy things. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
God, I thought he would never leave.
I know, right?
You're not going to touch that. It's covered in sputum.
Well, this stuff he didn't rub. But yeah, he. I think he's got something that he's going to need a antibiotic for.
Something.
Oh, hello.
Here we are.
I like
tonight's
this new
top
show.
Story. This is good.
Tonight's top story. Anthony Cumia, HIV positive.
Finding the positives in his HIV diagnosis. You're going to wipe everything down?
Yeah.
Please do.
Well, let's just put my mic over there. And then, this is fun for the listener. Let's put my mic over there, maybe. I don't think that's going to do, Garrett. Did you hear him?
Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
That's really putting a Band-Aid on.
That's just for the next people who come in.
Yeah. Band-Aid.
By the way, I'm completely happy if there's a crawl of hot little people going underneath.
Yeah.
A little march.
If we do just jerking off to midget porn for the next 48 minutes, because I've got a little chub just like those girls. They're little chubs, too.
Oh, man, they were cute.
Have you ever fucked a midget? You never?
No. I did once have sex with a giant.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How big?
She had to be, I think I'd say about 6'4", easily 2.5.
Inches?
250 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. She was a big bitch.
How did you meet her?
Through an ad in the Village Voice.
Seriously? What did it say? Giant wants fucking?
Yeah, something like that.
You got me?
You're a pro.
God.
I don't want that chair, though.
Throw a condom over there.
Just stay there.
Hey, look at that. We got a little babe. Little
you don't have to move. Well, whatever you want. You can move or not.
I feel like I got a host. I feel like, I don't know. I don't give a shit.
You do what you want. I'm going to finger Tinkerbell. Look at that.
Oh, look at her. Where are we?
Good, man.
There we go. Pat her on the... Oh, no. Pat her on the head. Bye. Bye,
oh,
little bitch.
Oh, all right.
Oh, hey. Look at this bitch.
Yeah.
You got my money? You've been working the track all day. You stink. You stink like you had dick in you. Where's my cash? Sorry, I used to be a pimp.
So good. Finally.
Have you ever seen the movie American Pimp?
I've seen excerpts. It's good stuff.
Here. I'll stay here. Should I go there?
You look like you look like you were the people clean up a crime scene.
You go here.
You just CSI'd. All right. Okay.
He's okay. Look at that.
I think,
Okay.
I hate to say it, but I think this show's finally reaching its potential.
It is. I finally feel it's
taken
off to what
the viewer actually wants, which is... Oh! Speaking of what the viewer actually wants, deepdiscount.com, a new year and our great sponsor returns to Compound Media to help our fans keep saving money on all their favorite TV movies, music, and more. You know what your favorites are, and you know you waste so much time searching and searching to find your favorite shows only to be disappointed, or it's edited and full of commercials. Here's what you need to do. Buy it at deepdiscount.com. This way you'll always have it. And when you want to watch it, you'll have it then too. And no more wasting time searching. No more commercials. Instead, own your favorite movies to watch whenever you want. The 20th anniversary edition of Office Space. Holy fuck, are we that old?
We are.
The 20th anniversary edition of Office Space. This classic DVD includes deleted scenes that can only add to the hilarity of a great movie that proves how much bosses and office work can just suck. Find this and thousands of other favorite titles for yourself. Just click the Deep Discount logo on our website and check it out. Classics, hard-to-find titles, and new releases, too. Out this week, Hellfest, a horror film about a group of college buddies who find their way to a carnival, but it is a hell of a time getting out. Jesus, really? That's how we're going to... It's probably a good horror movie, but that's a terrible... Yeah. All right, get your copy now for a great price at deepdiscount.com. Just click their logo and on the website. Be good to yourself and buy your favorites. Support our great sponsor, deepdiscount.com. Or, while you're on there, buy The King of Detroit. Now available. I think that's a fine movie, and consider it Dave's pick for this entire 2019 year. The King of Detroit, now available, and Hellfest on deepdiscount.com. Eh? Is that all right? Hey, what about the... Say it.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
There you go.
There you go.
Like you mean it.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
That's right.
Well, you bet. Like you
Say
mean it.
You like it.
Say it like you fucking like it.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Like you like it.
Thank you, Deep Discount.
Shit in the bucket.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Suck R. Kelly's balls. Say it like it's delicious.
Hey,
what's up, bitch? Glad you could join us. How your titties wobbling?
I have not seen Hellfest. I did see another movie, Hellfist. I was not very happy with that.
Hellfist,
one.
She was in it. Let's ask her. How did you... Oh, I forgot she's deaf. She only knows how to jiggle.
I think we can work around that.
I feel like she'd be fun to like bring around, but no one would like her.
Yeah.
Like your friends would be like a little jealous.
You know, so I used to think maybe someday I'll outgrow this.
You won't.
See, that's
she go?
This is my life. She vanished.
What happened? They come and they go.
You a tit man or an ass man?
I'm an ass man.
Yeah?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like tits as well.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at a girl, I love yoga pants. The fact that they've invented yoga pants is just, it's a hindrance on me because
really?
I can't not look, and I try not to be a pervert, but it's your bare ass.
It's the shape of it.
Yeah, it is around your ass, and some of the, with the camel toe. Some of them don't wear underwear with it.
Yep.
How am I not supposed to follow you to your house?
Yeah, I know.
You know
what
I mean?
Human, for God's
Ring
sake.
The doorbell with my hard cock.
I've always been more of a tit man, but I think the ass is a better investment.
See, when I was young, I was a tit man, but I think everybody was a tit man. I feel like the ass man big booty thing started like late 90s.
Oh, yeah. It's from Mix-a-Lot, and then you get your J-Lo coming in.
Yeah, like
that,
until we had hip-hop culture, we didn't really realize how great the ass was.
Yeah.
But I'm not an anal sex guy.
Really?
I just don't see the point.
Huh.
I've tried it a few times, and it usually ends up with a little shit on the tip and somebody crying.
Yeah. It's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
I felt like it's not really worth the trouble.
Yeah, I feel like you already have this magnificent hole that you're in there. It's like, hey, do you want to ruin this? It just doesn't seem like it's fun. Like, this is going to hurt you. I'm going to...
I dated a woman who was into it, and
like a lot.
She was a legit nymphomaniac. It wasn't fun.
Awesome.
And
It's got to be tiring.
It's aggravating.
While, yeah.
And every time we tried to do it, it like you go in and you bend and you go off. And even as I felt like I was killing her, and she's like, no, keep trying. And I would say like, who is this fun for?
Yeah, I did it in high school. Was the first time, and I used chapstick because we didn't have lube. So I put chapstick all over my dick.
How long did that just keep going back and forth?
It took a while, and then I didn't. I hope I didn't reuse the chapstick. I don't think I did. I might have. I think it might have been hers. But I put chapstick all over my dick and it worked.
Yeah,
but you don't really get it in that far. And she was just like, "No, it's fine." And I'm like, "I think you're crying."
Yeah.
And then it just wasn't. I think it ruined anal sex for me.
Yeah. Well, it's that moment. Once you get past the ring, then you're all right.
You do have to blow out the O-hole, probably, to feel the... See, I've never really gotten past the O-hole. Yeah. I've dated a lot of tight-ass bitches.
Yeah.
I don't... So you dated a giant, or you just were with...
This was just a one-night thing.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
No, as a short guy, I like the idea of a tall woman.
Yeah.
Because I want to be handled like a, you know...
I think there was a moment where we were in some position where she was kind of on her shoulders with her leg up, and I was still standing. That's how different the size
was. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. And, if she's bent over, you're going to need some assistance.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I did something where she made like a weird noise, like a kind of noise. And I actually said, oh, you're not so big now, are you? And she said, what did you say? And I said, I was clearing my throat and saying that.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. But at the beginning of the night, she was on top of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, but I came so quickly because the moves you make to not do that are pretty subtle. And I was trapped under her. So I was like, I just blew my load so quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can't be. Did it crush you a little bit?
You mean emotionally or just physically?
No, I mean emotionally, I'm sure it did, but I mean like...
I was younger then, so I felt like, I told it, just give me another 10 minutes, I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, those were the days.
You mean the sense of being overpowered?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That, like, I might... Well, there was another woman I was with who, she fell asleep on my arm, and I remember thinking, like, my hand was getting numb. And I thought, I can't pull my arm out. And... I started laughing because I thought, what if I wake her up and say, can you move? And she says, no. What am I going to do? I can't get her off of me. She's too much bigger than me.
Yeah, if she dies on you, you're going to die under her.
What am I going to have to do? Just start, like, punching her? Like,
yeah, yeah. There's and then it's going to look like you killed her.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, because you're going to have to leave all these bruises just trying to save yourself.
Really?
That's why it's not good to fuck a giant when you're our size.
Mm.
I do like a small girl, too. You know, like...
That you can fling around?
Yeah, 6'7". No, I mean, like, I do like... Yeah, for me, because I'm so small, when I meet a girl who's, like, 5 feet or something...
Yeah.
Of course, I'm saying meet a girl. I've been married for 15 years. My one girlfriend was 4'10". I always, like, enjoy that, because it's like, you feel like a man then.
Yeah.
I feel like a grown-up, as opposed to a man who's 5'5".
Yeah. Yeah, when I dated a woman who was small and slight, it was the first time I'd... not been with a woman who was taller than me in a while.
Yeah.
And I thought like, oh, you know, when we're on the couch and you cuddle up, I was like, this is kind of cool. I like this feeling.
Right.
Whereas, I guess it never bothered me because I'm pretty much your height. I'm a little bit taller, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm shrinking now that I'm getting older.
So am I, oddly enough.
Yeah. But being short never bothered me. And I see guys our size, and you see it's fucking killing them. I would see them at the gym looking in the mirrors the whole time.
That's what I was saying. Like, whenever you see a ripped short dude, it just looks like he's not secure with being short.
Compensating.
Yeah. And that's why, like, you don't want to get ripped as a short guy because it just looks like you don't have faith in yourself.
Yeah. Or sometimes when the guys get huge and they're short, they just start to look like little triangles. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. I don't know how much women are into the muscles. Maybe they've all been lying to me all my life and saying that they're just not into it.
I don't think... Women are not into physical the way we are, that's for sure.
I don't think so at all. I think
we don't care about how much money. We don't care if they have any money.
No, in fact, I prefer they don't. Like, when you're young, if you see a girl, let's say she's a 10, right?
Mm.
And she's driving a Maserati or something, or a Lamborghini and gets out, you don't have a shot. But if you see that same girl... get out of a really shitty car with, like, a rag on the gas cap, and she lights up a cigarette, and she's got, like, a tramp stamp. Well, then...
you're in.
That's your girl. You go right up to her, and you're like, listen, you fucking garbage.
Well, because when you think about, what are they called? Hypergamy, where women pair up parallel or higher.
Yeah.
This drives feminists nuts, because that's just the way it is.
Right.
Female CEOs don't marry their male secretary. It just doesn't work that way.
No, unless it's the movie Disclosure.
Yeah, I know. But you see, they have to create all these fake bullshit movie scenarios. It's like, yeah, that never happens.
Well, yeah, let me blow you or you're fired has never been something where a guy's like, oh, okay.
I didn't know what to do.
I didn't whip my dick out halfway into the sentence. I was so violated.
Yeah.
I would have let Harvey Weinstein eat my ass for a role. God. Why jerk off in a plant? I would have laid there on the couch for him. Hi. Sorry. No, I don't know. What's the hottest girl you've ever... I can't name names.
Oh,
that's weird to say.
Oh.
Have you banged a celebrity?
No.
D-list celebrity?
No.
Have you ever had an STD?
Yes.
STI.
STI, no.
You changed it. Did you notice that?
No.
It's What's now the STI.
Yeah?
It's a sexually transmitted infection. Apparently, sexually transmitted disease was...
It's too heavy.
Cover the whole... gamut.
Oh. Well, I guess if you got a disease, it had to be infectious at some point.
Yeah.
No one gets a hereditary sexual disease.
I don't think you do. Can you get, like, herpes if your mom has herpes?
You can get it when you're,
when you're born,
through the birth canal, yeah.
Yeah, like, what about genital warts?
That I don't know about.
Do you know what
sounds like a question.
Like?
They look kind of crazy. Well, I have seen when they used to have what's-her-face in here, Sandy Kane.
Sandy Kane had genital warts?
Oh, my God. Sandy Kane had a genital wart on her, I think it was her thigh.
Are you serious?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Twatto. Yeah,
why didn't she?
That's right. He called it quad. But it was Bobby Kelly who called it that, right?
Don't they laser so, yeah. it off? Do you have a
this
picture?
One, dude, what's you would need here? Fucking Darth Vader to laser this shit off of her. You guys, you'll find it. There's pictures of it online.
Is it like a, so it's a big, like, Muppety, never-ending story genital wart?
Yeah, and she was, it wasn't fucking around. Like, when I would come in here, and if she'd been sitting on one of the chairs, I think, maybe I'll stand.
That bad?
Yeah.
They call it the, well, every human being has
there,
HIV.
Look at that.
Fuck my face.
Look at that.
It's a genital wart?
That looks like dim sum.
I would take a razor blade to it.
You can't, it'll just grow back.
It's all the hair.
That's
her pussy hair?
That's, my God.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
There's nothing to be gained from looking at photos of
her. I would kill myself.
Isn't it great? Because if you didn't know, you'd look at her hand and be like, man, her hand is... Oh, my God, yeah. What is that next to her hand?
Yeah, can you imagine looking at the hairy pussy and you're like, oh, gee, and then you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. If that's what you got a rhinestone.
It looks
up those
like streets. Somebody stuck gum to her. Like, that's yeah. not even a fucking... Oh, my God, it's like bubble yeah. tape.
Yep.
It's like somebody just spit Big League Chew on her snatch. At least she takes time to take care of her nails instead of her body. It's good yeah. that she has fun. Oh,
no, there's no Korean salon you can go to.
Is this the cowgirl bitch who sues yeah. everybody? Yeah. All right. Am I allowed to say that?
Wow. You think that's what's going to get us in trouble yeah, as we're true. Looking at her genital wart?
Wow, that is yeah. so gross.
Get some Compound W.
So that's the STD.
Get some Compound WXYZ.
I guarantee you there's a lot of people that have used that compound spray on their genital warts.
Not supposed to.
Yeah, but I bet you they have, and sure. it's gotten worse.
Oh, yeah.
It fills up like...
Just enrages them.
Oh, man. Who wants to go down on me?
I remember...
You can see.
Any interview with her, she always gives her age as like 50. Nice.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Don't get...
She's 50?
There's no chance of her getting wet.
Yeah, no, not at all. You sure as hell don't want to feed her after midnight. Oh, my God. Look at those. I'll tell you what, though. That gremlin's got some good DSLs on it.
Big time.
If it was dark it's enough, mooch. I would let that thing suck my... Oh, for sure. Come on, those green titties.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me today? I haven't masturbated in so long.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do you hit it?
I used to hit it a lot.
Yeah?
Like, fuck, like the ski slopes in Aspen. But I don't, maybe once a week, every other week, and I don't really watch much porn anymore.
Mm.
I feel it ruins, I'm trying to get my imagination back.
That's a good idea.
I
think I'm going to try and give up porn, because I realize I've hit some sort of wall where I just don't really enjoy it anymore.
It's so bad, and I think it's really bad for this like next generation of kids because
yeah,
they don't understand like what it's like to have a real sexual experience because they've already seen so much.
And they've seen anything you can imagine, too.
Yeah, and the dopamine in your brain is released during sex, but it's every time you see a new picture of a naked woman or a new position in porn, it's just so, I don't know, overstimulates your brain.
It fries it out.
Yeah, that it's terrible for you.
They also don't have to... I'm a little older than you, but like in the same group, we had to go look for porn.
Oh, fuck yes.
We had to go hollow logs and the woods and swapping with your pervert friends and shit. Now, porn just shows up. You have to block porn. You're getting porn that you didn't even want. And that's bad. To me, it's like in the zoo when, you know, but you know, like when the polar bear's depressed and they're like, well, hide his food in a thing he's got to like. We had to go kick around a little thing to get our little treats.
Yes.
Whereas now they barely have to do anything. And anything you can think of. That's what I don't like.
It's like our generation is the hamster with just the water, and then this generation is the hamster with the cocaine water.
Yeah.
It's just dead.
Yeah, and no wheel.
No.
You don't even have to press the bar.
You don't need a wheel.
Press bar, food pellet comes down. Press bar.
God, it's so true. And I even talk about that in my act, where if I could have got porn on my phone, I wouldn't have left my room. I would have just been jerking off as a teenager endlessly.
It's kind of what I do now.
Right.
I have to fight that.
Yeah, well, especially if you're on the road being a comic and you're like, well, I'm just in some fucking Motel 6,
you know,
and I have a phone in my dick.
Yeah, and, oh, here's a bottle of lotion.
Yeah, that they give you complimentary. That is a good point. They're basically saying...
I like to use the conditioner because I think it makes my dick so much more manageable.
This was in high school. We didn't have lube, and me and this girl were fucking using shampoo and conditioner. Like the mix. It was, I still remember it was.
Dick and shoulders?
Dick and shoulders. Knees and balls. Yeah, and we put it on.
Fidel Assoon.
It was Fidel Assoon. It was.
You know, was, I think, remember Pert? Pert was pretty horny. Spurt, maybe?
It was Pantene HPV. And we we didn't wash it off.
Yeah.
So, like, a day, like, 2 days later, my dick was just, like, flaky. Like, it, I thought I had the worst STD imaginable because it was just this horrible rash that broke out. And I didn't want to tell anybody, so I just walked around with this, what I assumed was some horrible disease.
It was, yeah, dry flyaway penis.
It was dry flyaway penis. And then I used a little bit of lube to masturbate, and it saved my life. I was like, oh, it's just dry skin. So I called her, and she's like, yeah, my vagina itches badly. I'm glad that you let me know about that.
Yeah. All right, you dodged a bullet there.
What I'm trying to say is if you're out there, kids, and you want to fuck with shampoo, don't.
There was one time years ago I stopped into one of the jerk-off booths in Midtown.
Have you done it?
Oh, I used to go. Yeah.
Oh, to jerk
I went through a rough time.
I get it.
I did. We all get where I was thinking about maybe I'll just become a serial killer about 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And all I had was my little thing of hand sanitizer. And I used that, and then, like, all the germ-killing shit, by the time I got back home, I was like, ah!
Oh, yeah, well, bad. If you're masturbating a lot too chronically, the little, you could have little cuts on your penis without noticing it, then you dump that alcohol on it.
It wasn't
good.
You
might as well put salt and a lemon all over it.
I think I tried that, too.
Yeah, I've done that.
It's called a mixed drink cocktail dick.
Do you want a mama? Yeah, that's a...
I think that's called the scurvy dog
yes,
when you do that.
I've never done the jerk-off booth thing. I'm not saying that I'm above it.
Well, when I first came to New York, a buddy of mine who's a real perv said, what do you guys usually do for fun? He says, get stoned, go to a club, get drunk, try to get laid, fail, get drunker, go to a jerk-off booth, go home. And I thought, really? So at the time...
How old were you?
Mid-20s.
Oh, yeah, it's the age. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to what one of those rooms were like the Show World place and all that?
Oh yeah, no, I've been in it. Yeah,
well,
for sure.
You know, you'd go in, you put in your. I remember he said the door. You go in, you close the door behind you, and the little thing comes up, and you put in a coin to keep the screen up, and you feed them. They'll come over. The women would say, "Are you tipping?" And if you gave them $1, you could touch their tit or something, and then you would jerk off. And I thought, like, I don't think I can do this.
Oh, so this was real women.
This was real women.
This was when they had
the booths with the dancers.
I know they have video jerk.
Yeah, and I said to my buddy, like, I don't think I can do this. And he was like, you'll do it. And he was right. He was right. Yeah. And, you know, I remember one time going back and opening the door, and there was a guy who worked there just mopping up. There was, like, a load on the floor.
Mopper?
Yeah, and I just thought, what does he put on his taxes that he does?
It's got to be.
Custodial engineer?
Yeah.
Still.
How, you know that guy did some shit. Like, you don't get a jizz mopping job unless you have a record.
Because there's mopping jobs.
Yeah, there's plenty.
And then there's, you know what I'm saying?
They basically have to look at it and be like, wow, a dozen kids, you're hired.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't even think, somebody cleans that shit up.
And I remember that
not
was.
The owner.
No, hell no.
Gonna do that? He didn't open this porn store to work.
Not for, he's passing on to his kids a good business.
There was a video one in Detroit that was down from a strip club and next to where I would illegally buy booze.
I think they still have the video ones now.
Okay, that I think is still there. Because we would drive by to get booze, and then every time somebody would be walking out with a brown bag, it'd be like an older guy, we'd be like, pervert! We'd run to his car.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that was all video, but I don't remember seeing any of them that were... I mean, the strip clubs, you could just do whatever the fuck you wanted in Detroit.
Well, with these, I remember, actually, it was the first time I went, the thing went up, and there's just these chicks hanging out in these lawn chairs.
Okay.
And I remember one had surgical scars where she clearly had spinal surgery at some point, and I thought, maybe you throw some lingerie over that or something, you know? But this, I guess it was a rough night, because this one woman...
A lot of dick sucking.
Just to throw, I got a compressed disc.
Man.
This one was holding a vibrator.
Okay.
Because they'll do a show. And she's looking at the things opening up, and she'd go, are you tipping? Are you tipping? And I remember she put this vibe. She was like, are you tipping? And I was like, I got to get out of here.
Squirts. Are you putting money in there?
But then it was Giuliani who shut them down.
Oh, I thought meant holding the dick.
Who was, yes. Well, he liked to dress and drag sometimes.
Yeah. We've seen those SNLs.
To Mrs. Doubtfire outfit he had on. But I remember the day coming back, and all the touchy-feely places that put plexi over the thing so you couldn't reach in anymore, and I thought, that's it.
Is that what Giuliani did? Was he put
did.
In plexiglass?
He did that, and he put in, I think it's called the 60-40 law. Do you know what that is?
No.
That was all the sex shops had to dedicate 60% of their space to non-sexual stuff. So you'd go into them, and they would have pallets spread out with, like, shitty I Love New York little Statue of Liberties. Oh, and all the pervy porn shit had been crammed into the remaining. And I remember once going into, like, to buy VHS tapes, I think, still.
It was a health food store.
I know, but it had to be, but they had it had to take up as much space as possible.
Wouldn't you just be hilarious, though, and just have it, like, all dick-shaped vegetables?
Yeah, a lot of gourds.
Yeah, it's just yeah. cucumbers.
Welcome to pickle world. Yeah.
Like an eggplant and a pants? That would be the best. Dude, I did not know about that. No. Yeah. I know you see, like, I know I still see porn stores. So is that what's in them?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been in one in years.
I can't imagine how they're open with, like, the rent here.
I think they're mostly the sex toys and shit now.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah. Because think about, again, we were talking about what you used to have to do with porn. I used to work in a video store, like a little mom-and-pop place back when I lived in Connecticut. But yeah. they had the adult video room. And yeah. here was I some long-haired schmuck. And people, this place, it wasn't even the tags. If you rented a porno, you had to bring the box to the counter. And the box was always fucking huge.
Oh, the big video box.
Big video box. Yeah. It was like you had a thing at Timberlands. It was huge.
Yeah.
And there's me judging you. Like, there were people that, there was a guy I went to high school with who was in, like, my biology class, and I didn't know he was gay. I know, right? Yeah. And then he's bringing three gay titles to the counter, and I was like, hey, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I know you're gay. And I thought, I wonder who else knows this.
These are for my dad.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, I will still go to a family video. I won't lie, because yeah. I like, even though you can get streaming and everything, I like the idea of going and picking out a movie.
But they're still open. They still
are? Still somewhere around the country, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'll go and pick out a movie just because I like it, and there's still the porn rooms, and I will see, still to this day, old men walking out.
Yeah.
Just a stack of DVDs. Mm. And liquor stores I've seen that still sell them.
Yeah, that's, I think, with, like, your impulse purchase.
Gotta be, right?
But then you think, like, who's that? Well, I think before it was real easy to get stuff on your phone, that my uncle worked in a hotel, and he said that he would always get the porn because the businessmen would just get the porn and they would leave it there.
Right.
And then he would, although I didn't like when I worked in the video store, he'd bring me home pre-jerked. I just don't.
You would go and jerk off.
Then I think about it, like,
you're not going back to your room.
Enjoy. I forgot something.
You enjoy this hot breakfast. Upstairs.
I think that was part of the continental breakfast. You got a fucking muffin and a load. But I didn't like when people would rent the videos, and then they would bring them back later that day.
Oh, that's
and I
disgusting.
Thought, like, come on. I know what you did, but I don't need to know when.
And you almost want to put on gloves and
yeah,
just
like a tong. It's bad.
Savage. Yeah, we all do it. Mm. You know, that's the sad part. We all.
There's a lot of guys try to do that no wanks thing. I don't know. God, I'm still.
I'm working on it. Like, I don't really jack off much.
But you're a married man. Does your wife give you a hard time about it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. To an extent, now that I think about
it. No, that I mean, yes.
I mean, she has definitely said to me, like, you know, I could hear you jerking off. Yeah. And it's like, well, maybe if you fucked me.
Right?
Would have been a problem.
Easy solution.
Oh, I'm so sorry that that I went to option two. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say that out of love. I love you, honey. I know you're listening. Maybe you could.
Right? Hook a brother up.
Yeah, maybe do something. Maybe not judge me for blowing a load in the toilet.
Yeah. I have friends who tell me that their wives get mad.
That they jerk off?
Yeah, they see it as like.
Because there's some women that are like, you jerk off to me, right? It's like, no. What?
Why would you do that?
Have you seen what's out there?
Let me ask you a question. You're looking at some porn.
Yeah.
You're getting to work.
Going to town.
What are you thinking of? Are you when thinking that you're fucking the girl in the movie?
Yeah. I think I kind of look at it like, well, or I look at the parts of the girl that I like. Whether it be the ass.
Yeah.
Going up and down. Tits shaking.
Yeah.
Occasionally, cute feet in the air.
Ooh.
It doesn't hurt anybody. Okay. You got nice painted up toes.
Do you time your finish to the cum shot?
No, and that is,
oh.
No, I can't time myself at all. Usually I look at my stopwatch.
Yeah.
The worst is when you come and they decide, hey, this is where we'll just cut to the guy's face.
Oh.
It's just some guy like
imprinting.
And that's when you're jizzing and you realize you love it.
Yeah.
No, it's just, yeah, that's creepy. Like, you definitely have to deal with that.
I have
what do you
a lot
think?
Of rules.
What do you?
check out this Catholic bullshit.
POV. Yeah, I was raised Catholic too, so I'm also a piece of shit.
When I'm looking at porn, I have to think of a woman I know who reminds me of that woman.
Okay.
So if I'm looking at a brunette with big tits, I have to think of a woman I know that. And here's the kicker. She can't be married or engaged.
Really?
Yeah. Even in my fantasy life, there's rules. But I always try to finish on the cum shot. I'm surprised you don't do that. That's,
You don't want to commit adultery.
Isn't it? Why would I give a shit about that? You know? Like, I don't. And I don't think of fucking a famous actress or a model or something like that.
I don't think anybody does. Like, who wants to fuck Nicole Kidman? You'd have to listen to her.
With her face all tight like that?
Yeah.
The only time, the closest I came to that was they used to have these posters on
Long
Island.
Finished on, do you really finish on the cum shot? Is this common?
I mean, I thought this was the whole point of this here.
Do you finish on the cum shot?
Yes.
I don't know. I pointed at you.
The woman's orgasm? What the fuck are you talking about?
We'll go with the men here. Guy with the mustache. I forgot your name. Do you come at the orgasm?
My name's Steve, and I try to.
You try to?
I try to, but usually I blow right before.
Yeah.
I know it's coming, and I fuck it up every time.
Who jerks off for that long? Okay.
What if the video's like 30 minutes long?
Yeah.
Then you earn it, motherfucker.
No. You skip ahead when you think you're ready?
It's not having real sex. I'm just jerking myself off.
It's called being a conscientious lover when you can hold on that long. Are you guys not familiar with the work of Peter North?
I am familiar with Peter.
Peter North is like one of my idols.
You only fucking... You know, you only peel a banana for so long before you enjoy the fruits.
The thing with, like, you watch a Peter North scene, and you'd be like, I stopped coming like 10 minutes ago, and he still is shooting ropes on some chick from 85.
He's the king of jizz.
The best ever.
Yeah, he's the Spider-Man of cum.
He really is.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ron Jeremy, I saw the greatest video, maybe you can find it, because I think it would be my dream. Ron Jeremy is fucking a girl while eating cake off of her ass, like doggy style, and he's eating cake, and I'm like, that's my hero.
I don't even think he knew they were filming that.
I don't think they did either. I think it was just called lunchtime at Ronnie. He is such a dirty... He's so scummy looking.
He is. He always has been, though.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Porn Star?
No.
Well, it's a documentary about him, and like his luggage is garbage bags and stuff because he's just so cheap.
Yeah. Hedgehog.
Yeah, and there's a video where he's about to have sex with this girl, and this girl sees him, and she's bawling her fucking eyes out.
Yep.
Like basically, Ron Jeremy is her bottom. And she realizes that she has to get out of the porn industry because she's crying her eyes out. And people don't know he did suck his own dick, but it was an extension behind the green door.
Really?
I've heard it was an extension.
Wow.
We've all been had for years, Joe.
Wow. Did he get approval from planning and zoning for that extension?
I think he did, yeah. I think he did. You probably would have to. Like, this is 13 inches of... I believe he is from New York, right?
I don't know. I think he might be like a Brooklyn guy or something like that.
He seems like a Brooklyn dude. He seems like a Brooklyn...
Yeah. I remember seeing one years ago, and it was him fucking a woman who weighed like 600 pounds.
Oh, God.
And I thought it was funny because he was choking the end of his dick to stay hard, and that made me laugh that, God, there's a woman that even Ron Jeremy has to earn his paycheck to fuck, well, right?
I think now that he's older, too, the valves aren't all working. Like, because that's a lot of filling.
Well, the guy's got to be 70 years old, right?
That's what I mean, yeah. So it's like, and you got to fill up that at that age?
Corpus cavernosum?
Who even has that much blood when they're
that old? It's true.
So I'm surprised he just doesn't turn white like a vampire. Yeah.
His dick probably has its own heart medication.
I'm sure it does. He's probably got, look, this is for your heart, this one you inject.
That's right. Just take this niacin and stick it in your pee hole. So for celebrity sex, the one time... There used to be these ads on the Long Island Railroad. It was famous people with these, I guess, Movado watches.
Yeah.
And it was Cindy Crawford with this watch. And I remember thinking, like, I would see it and I would get mad because I was like, it's not enough that you're rich and good looking, but look at my fucking watch, too.
Yeah.
So I was coming off the train once and I noticed it was a little torn in one corner.
Okay.
And I was looking and I pulled it down and I brought the Cindy Crawford thing home and I jerked off on Cindy Crawford's face.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Okay, I got you there. Not,
oh, good.
Not that I can trump you, but it's not a trump. It's an equality story. Jennifer Aniston, Rolling Stone.
Good.
Magazine where she's laying there and you can see her naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
Great body.
Yes. Oh, my God. She's
very fit.
Smoke show. And I'd still a gorgeous woman. And I jizzed several times on the cover of that magazine.
Nice.
So it looked like it was left in a rainstorm. And then... Yeah. I got pissed off at my brother, so I hung it in his room.
Oh, God.
So he just had this shampoo. That was it. I had
that's
that
good stuff.
I caked that in semen. I painted it like the town.
That's how she got that Rachel hairstyle.
Dude, every girl wanted the Rachel, and I just wanted to. And I remember the next day at morning radio going to school and just listening to everybody on the radio like, look at this. I can't believe it. You know, it was shocking then.
What year is that?
It's got to be 96.
So 20 years ago?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
There. Look at that rump.
That's good stuff.
You can tell she's got the G-string bikini. God, we're perverts. It doesn't take men much to get aroused.
And we'll find it.
Yeah, it just...
Hey, women aren't fucking sheep. Women aren't fucking holes in trees.
No, well, and women also, they get plenty of horny. And we try to act like they don't, but they do. There is a societal standard. Men get more horny, I believe that.
Yeah.
Because we're more pervy.
I think we also... Just because of biology, we have the option of ejaculating and then getting the fuck out of there. That'll really change your worldview.
Yeah, like if you were having a competition like, you know, like off of building the brick and the feather.
Yeah.
And one is just a pussy getting wet from arousal and the other one is a dick getting hard. Mm-hmm. The dick would win every time.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, because it would just, it's not difficult.
That's, you know, I'd like to give some advice to the young listeners and watchers of the show. If you're a young man... who, for whatever tragic reason, is looking to us for advice, get good at eating pussy, because you'll be forgiven for a lot of other things that you may not be good at.
I am going to tell you, I am phenomenal at eating pussy. what happened was I'm forgetting the name of the girl now, and I owe it all to her. She's a blonde girl. She she's like a famous porn star. Starts with an L, Morgan. Lindsay Morgan. It's Morgan something.
Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan.
Colonel Henry Potter, for those.
His name was just Moore Organ. I'm telling you, one of you guys got to know what I'm talking about.
Was it Captain Morgan, and she lifted her leg up?
It was Captain Morgan, and he put his foot up. He gave me a free shot, and I blew him. What is her name? It's something Morgan, like Lindsay Morgan.
What time
a
period?
Porn
are we talking?
Girl.
She was a porn girl who would actually host a show on HBO.
Oh, Katie Morgan.
Katie Morgan.
Oh, okay.
You can show a clip of her show. I was watching HBO one day, and she actually did an instructional video on how to properly eat pussy.
Mm.
And I watched it, and I was like, "Is that what you do?"
Yeah.
And then I tried it on my girlfriend, and. It worked perfectly.
It's like cracking. It's like a cheat code.
Like I had never felt juice hit me. It was usually like, please stop.
You know? Yes. Like, it was you're like, embarrassing both of us.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah.
It's good. Right. Look at a picture of my kid in a Spider-Man costume. Her.
Okay.
And she would sit there naked on her show and teach a class on HBO about sexuality. She was one of the Playboy bunnies that did an OD.
See, there's something about... The very stylized porn stars like AVN, it doesn't do anything for me.
I was playing Vegas during the AVN Awards, and there was all these women that looked like that in the front row of the club, and I made a joke. I was like, you all look like porn stars, and they were.
Yeah.
Like, it was exactly that stylized over makeup, a little too perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I want a girl who's hot but has, like, a gap in her teeth.
Oh, I love that. A diastema? They used to say that meant you were horny.
Really?
Yeah, it goes back to Chaucer, the Canterbury Tales. He talks about the wife of Bath as having the gap in her teeth, and that's why it's supposed to mean you're horny.
Is that why men are naturally attracted to teeth gaps? Because whenever a girl gets her tooth gap fixed, it's like, don't do that.
No, it's a nice, like Claudia Schiffer had one.
Yeah.
It's good. Madonna had one.
Yep.
Michael Strahan. It's very
hot.
Oh,
my God.
It's fucking diastema.
I was fucking... Let that chocolate melt all over my favorite shirt. Strahan had a gap tooth.
Yeah,
there's a lot of. I knew a girl who had half teeth.
That
was no
like
good.
That.
It was almost like her babies didn't fall out.
Oh, like little niblet teeth?
Yeah, and I woke up next to her, and it was like she was hot, but her face.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past it. And I'm not usually that shallow. Mm. Like now at 36, if I was still in the dating scene, I wouldn't care. But when I was like 17, I was shallow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I fucked up. I should have gotten married.
Have you ever dated a girl that was in Playboy?
No. Who are these women you think? I dated lunatics and some skags. And
can't say who, but I did.
Really?
I did. I dated a girl who ended up in Playboy.
Mm.
She's a whore.
Okay.
But she did end up in play. No, she was very nice. She was my
girlfriend. Was she good in bed?
She was, we were younger, yes. She was good in bed to the point where I had to get myself checked. I was like, clearly you're experienced.
Okay.
A little, well, I was young, and I was in the back room of my house, and she walked in and she started stripping her clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I
like how you specified her clothes off, like,
yeah.
She wasn't stripping paint, yeah. Off,
she was stripping her
whole chair.
Off. She was doing woodworking.
Yeah. All those solvents still gets me hard. little red devil turpentine.
Well, we were huffing, and yeah, and then she was like, "You have to go upstairs." This is a terrible story. And I brought her upstairs, and I started fucking her, and that's when I heard my mom scream because she had gotten a phone call that my dad died. So I was inside like the hottest girl ever when my dad died.
Fuck.
So I have this like story of like, oh, she was the hottest, yeah. And then the worst thing ever happened.
Did you finish?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. I didn't know what the scream was. I assumed because he was in the hospital, but you're sort of involved. And I think, I don't know, yeah, it wasn't good.
Isn't that great how, what does God have against you that for his own amusement he had to look down and say, throw a little of this?
Yeah.
Throw a little of that.
It was really
throw a little of that.
The most yin and yang thing that could ever happen to a human being. And I'm working on a book where I finally started talking about that story. Because then after I had to get in my car, which was a Mustang, and I was drunk and high and then drive and, you know, go and be like, yeah, you know, bye thing. We don't have to make it sad. But, yeah, I was balls deep in a 10. And then my dad went 6 feet deep.
Yeah. Now, that was at the wake where you saying to people, smell my hand?
It was. I don't think I washed my hand forever. Everybody's like, why do you keep shaking with your left hand? I'm like, because I'm saving this.
Dave, please.
I had to tie it off in a Ziploc.
So this is for my scrapbook.
Yeah. She was smoking, though, but she did end up in Playboy. But then later, I was talking to a bunch of my friends, and I was like, guess who I fucked? And they were like, yeah, that's what she does.
What did you think you were the first one there, planting your flag on that?
I felt like, yeah, I was the first one to walk on the moon, and it's like I got there, and there were plenty of footprints.
A lot of golf carts.
Mushroom prints. Certainly not the first. Certainly not the first hole.
They don't
I was
call
definitely
it the...
closer. I was playing 36 that day.
Four.
Speaking of playing 36,
yes?
NFL playoffs are underway. Your last chance to get lucky. This season is here. Last weekend was a great opportunity to make big bucks if you picked correctly. But let me ask you this. How would you like to double your money guaranteed? When you register with the promo code CUMIABALL on BetDSI, you can double your money instantly. To get you going in the playoffs, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go when you use promo code CUMIABALL. When it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything you could ever want or imagine, whether it's the NFL, NCAA, football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all the other global sports events, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI will put a line on it. BetDSI has been online for 20 years and has built an impeccable reputation for great service and fast payment, combined with an excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today using promo code CUMIABALL, and you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away. That's promo code CUMIABALL to get in on the action and get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines as the season winds down. Bet in it to win it, and enjoy the games as much as you play at Best Bet DSI. I won a few years ago when I bet that Benoit would murder his family. I won $1,000. So if you place any one of those bets, you could be a winner too. That's BetDSI.com.
That's what you call a read.
Yeah, thank you. I think it did all right. Yeah. I'm glad that it was spelled phonetically for me, or otherwise I wouldn't know the words. A lot of pictures, but I was able to get them out. Yeah, so, Chris Benoit, that guy.
Yeah.
What a nut. Killed his wife.
Steroids, you say.
He'd give his kid the old crippler crossface.
Right? Didn't he kill him with the Soloflex machine or something like that?
Oh, no, he killed himself by, maybe he did. I know he used his finishing move on either his wife or kid, but I believe he pushed his weight bench up and broke his own neck with it.
Oh, God, that's dedication.
Yeah, I mean, that's really when you want to hang yourself, when you're like, I'll do both. I want to make sure this works.
I think his brain was completely smooth when they did the autopsy.
They did, yeah. They showed it, and it was the brain of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. Mm. It was just all black. There's a book called Ring of Hell.
Yeah.
And it's just a fascinating look on, like, the heart compound in Canada and all of professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, dude, they were fucking brutal to those.
Oh, yeah. I love reading, what was it? I guess it was Beyond the Mat when they talk about how Stu Hart just tortured people and they could hear them begging for the mercy.
Oh,
the
unit. It was Beyond the Mat because that's where they don't show Jake the Snake smoke crack, but they do.
Yeah, they just kind of step outside for a moment.
Sort of outside the door, so you're fully aware that he's smoking crack. And I love Jake the Snake in that way. He's like, look, you go out on the road, I'm fucking 2, 3, 4 women at a time. I get home, my wife wants to fuck. It just ain't going to happen. I got to see him live, too. It was really fun. Like, obviously, he looks to be in a world of pain because he's off of painkillers now.
Yeah.
But he had great stories, like just how he hated snakes. And one story about how a snake got loose in the car with him and Diamond Dallas Page. Yep. So they're fighting it out in the street. And they look over and there's just a diner of people. Like, is that Jake the Snake and Diamond Dallas Page fighting an anaconda?
I love how they all... Of course, they work together, so they all spend time together. But I listened to, I guess he was on Rogan, and he was talking about how Macho Man had to sit down with him before to make sure that the snake was not actually going to try and kill him.
Yeah.
Macho Man thought that was going to be Jake's move, was to have accidentally kill Macho Man in real life, and then he was going to get the Intercontinental belt. Yeah, they're all crazy.
Dude, yeah, and he said he hated snakes. He didn't know how to deal with them. That's why they kept getting lost in, like, Diamond Dallas's house. They'd have to rip down walls, you know, because there's a boa constrictor somewhere in the house. And he showed everybody, like, his hand is just bites.
Oh, yeah.
They take the venom out. That's the thing. So really wouldn't kill him, but yeah, his whole arm.
Well, because the snake doesn't like doing this.
No, there's no snake who wants to be a professional wrestling prop.
Yeah.
Yet, for some reason, people hate snakes so much, you don't see a lot of PETA people coming out for, like, snakes and reptiles.
Yep. I was watching an old WWF video, and it was from the steroid era.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up how even, like, bozo jobbers were all like, blah!
Oh, dude.
Everybody looked like they were going to burst.
Dude, once steroids came out, it just became like gladiators. Like, real glitch, massive fucking. And then, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, he's another one.
Dude, brushing his teeth and his heart exploded. That's an astonishing.
Mm.
Like, that, you hit the mat fucking 1,000 times, but then you go like this with Colgate.
That's how they get you.
Ash your head on a sink.
Yeah, that's that movie, The Wrestler.
Dead on.
You want to talk about a role someone was born to play? Mickey Rourke in that is fucking amazing.
He didn't even need to audition. He just walked in and they were like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're hired.
Yeah. There's that scene where he's at, like, the signing event and he's looking around and, like, one guy's pissing in a bag. Ugh.
It's such a good, depressing movie.
It's Darren Aronofsky at his best. Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah, because he, I forgot what he did last. Mother. I don't think I was a big
fan. I heard that made no sense.
But I love The Wrestler. I mean, that is what I love. And, I mean, I really do like Requiem. I'd never watch it again, but...
Yeah, it's the kind of movie, like, after I watched it, I sat there for a while, and I thought, well, it was well made, but fuck, like, I need help now.
Oh, dude, it's like cruising.
Yeah. I never saw all that.
It's hard to get through.
Did you ever watch The Road?
Yes.
Yeah. I think The Road and Requiem would be a really good... I saw The Road after it had been out for a while.
Yeah.
And I was so blown away by how bleak, but what an amazing movie was.
Right.
And I called a buddy of mine who's a film producer in L.A., and I said, I know it's been out for a couple of years, but I want to talk to you about this movie, The Road. And he goes, dude, I saw it in the theater. I brought a date.
It's the Viggo Mortensen one, right?
Yeah. He didn't know what it was, and he said this date wanted to kill him afterwards because it's just so fucking depressing.
Oh, dude, you just feel sad when you leave it. And that was the same with The Wrestler. That was one of those movies where you just sit there and watch all the credits. Then the lights came up, and I was like in an indie theater, and I'm like, oh, this is so sad. You just watch it's the Ram Jam. Yeah, that was a brilliant movie, though. And I got it. Yeah, those are two really good movies. And Requiem is one where I remember I showed it to my boss when I was a janitor at this place called the War Memorial, and he threw up.
Yeah.
Like, at the last scene, he got up and he went and vomited. He's like, I couldn't even fucking... And I don't blame him. It's a roller coaster.
That's a movie where you get to a part and you think, I can't get worse than this. I can't take it anymore. And there's like... a half hour
and
left.
And you're
the
like,
movie.
How about ass to ass and a little?
No, the wrestler, I hadn't watched in a while, and I had to pick a monologue for an acting class.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll do the one where he's talking to his daughter. And I'm watching it. I'm in my apartment. I'm like, it's so sad.
It's so well done. It's so well done. Shit. Well, it is 6 o'clock. This
sucks. Right.
I was really having fun. I'm not in tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm going to go 50-50. Someone else isn't either. So we don't really, I don't know. I hope you're all right, Anthony.
Yeah.
If you're listening or whatever it is, I hope you're okay. We're praying for you. We're going to have a candlelight vigil outside of your house tonight and hope that you make it. Will you come?
Sasha, it's going to be mostly lighting farts.
Well, we are going to do a lot
it's
of
not
fart.
Not really a light candlelight vigil.
I was telling my telling someone the other day, my friend used to do a thing called the flaming pterodactyl. He would grow his pubes very long, and then at a party, he would light them on fire and then just make pterodactyl noises while flapping his arms.
That's art.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It would impress a lot of women. his dick would just light up.
It's nice. He would light up a room.
It would light up a room.
He had that kind of penis.
People really do. You can get us people's attentions if your dick's on fire and you're making pterodactyl noises. I'd like to thank my guest, the always fabulous Joe
DeVito.
Thank you.
Thanks.
He has his album, Three's Comedy, on iTunes.
Yeah.
January 11th, he'll be at the Bolton Center in Bayshore, New York.
Yeah, out in Long Island.
Very cool. January 12th, Treehouse Comedy in Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah, give me a fun one.
And then the January 18th through 20th at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of stuff here in New York. Go to joedevito.com and at Joe DeVito Comedy on the social media.
There you go. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Dave Landau. You can find me at @LandauDave on Twitter, DaveLandau.com. If you go to DaveLandau.com on your mobile site, just click where it says Dave Landau. That drops down to tour dates, and then you can use the calendar from there. I'm going to start trying to get a better site put together. I'm not lazy about it. I just wanted to make it simple. But apparently, it's not simple jack enough for some of you people. Anyway, please tune in to all the wonderful shows here at Compound Media. Again, thank you, Joe DeVito. Thank you, everybody in the booth. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you all, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Goodbye.